Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivation to the fact that you're successful. Just promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you guys know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome everyone to the show this evening. As you guys know, joining us here live in the forum tonight is Brother Bobby Hemmett. Yes. Brother Bobby Hemmett is going to be here live with us, and we'll be bringing him on in just a few moments. I want to just take this opportunity to tell everyone I got your messages. I know that you're in the house. I know my international listeners have set up their little spots where everyone is together, listening in, waiting to hear what Brother Bobby has to say tonight, and so is everyone here. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of the international listeners from around the world, as well as everyone, for joining us and listening to what we have to say tonight. So it is so good. I see the chat room is filling up. When I walked in the door of The Remix and came, I see the phone lines are filled up. Everyone is here. Everyone is here. So it is such an honor and such a joy to have you guys in the house. Now, before we actually get ready to bring Brother Bobby on, and I'm sure he's there. If Brother Bobby is on the phone, I'm going to have him press one for me on the phone line so that I can find him in the midst of everyone. So it's just good. It's good to see everyone in the house and see you guys here and know that you're here. So that's it. Everyone is sending big hugs and love. So let's take care of some of the things that we have coming up. First of all, before we actually get ready to get into the share, again, welcome. If this is your very first time listening in on The Remix, you are definitely in for a treat tonight. If you're in the chat room, you can certainly join everyone in the chat room. If you're a guest, you're free to click the link at the very bottom, sign up, so you can come in the chat room. The Remix family will make you feel right at home. Or if you're listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you can actually call in to listen, and that number is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. Or you can find your way over here to Blog Talk Radio, The Remix, and come in the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and come in the chat room. So now that we got that out the way, don't forget that this show and all the other shows that The Remix have been doing is available for download. So if you have iTunes, you can download it straight from iTunes, or you can come right here to The Remix, click the download button, or click the purple icon that is for the iTunes. Make sure you download, 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 everyone, so that we can get into the share tonight. Now, also, I want to bring to everyone's attention, those of you know the last show that we did with the sister Rudy Carter that was missing, the young college sister that was missing. Well, thanks to everyone for turning up the lights. She has been found, and she is safe at home with her family. And so I want to thank you to everyone around the world that helped participate in raising that energy and raising that light so that she could be found. I actually received a call from her uncle, Jerome, who called in to tell us shortly after the show that they received the call and they were able to go and return Rudy back home safe with her mother. And I have since then spoken with the family, the mother, Brother Jerome, and her mother, Nikki. They send their love and blessings to each and every one of you who help participate in that, because they are certain that's what really made a break in the case. So beautiful, beautiful family. All right, so now let's talk about this. First of all, so many of you want to know how you can get in touch with Brother Bobby. I'm going to give this out now. I'm sure Brother Bobby will give this out a little later. But I want to let you know, if you want any of the things that Brother Bobby has, and for those of you who have told me you watch the videos on YouTube, you definitely want to get your own copy of all of the DVDs and everything that he has, because he has thousands that you have not even seen. So you can get DVDs. You can get the Angelic Stimulus package, which was something I got, and many others, has been very, very instrumental, especially for those of us who want to tap into prosperity, as well as the picture packet. I don't have to tell you how powerful that is. I talk about the picture packet all the time, as well as in the session. So you want to get that and much, much more. He has so many things that he has to aid you in just really your own empowerment and advancement as everyone who comes to the platform. And the number for some of you who also want to have Brother Bobby come speak or come to your city or your town, 678-358-1055 is the number to call to contact Brother Bobby Hemmett so you can get in touch with him. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and then we're going to get ready to bring Brother Bobby on and get ready to get into this share. And you guys know Brother Bobby Hemmett is going to be joining us. He is the occultist himself, you know, some call the modern day Nostradamus. Very powerful brother. Our brother, Brother Bobby Hemmett, has been speaking all around the world, sharing this occult knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and he's going to be joining us in just a moment. We're going to listen to a selection here this evening, as we get ready to get into that energy. And we're going to be talking about the mystical, magical mirror and awakening the third eye with Brother Bobby Hemmett. So I want you guys to turn your attention to this as we get ready to get into the share. I'm going to play a little bit here. I'm going to play this. We'll hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to come right back and bring Brother Bobby Hemmett on. You're live in the remix, everyone. Peace and blessings. Look in the sky. That was Third Eye by Roy Ayers. Welcome, everyone, to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Joining us here live tonight in the forum is Brother Bobby Hemmett. So we're going to get ready to bring him on and get right into the share.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, let's see. Peace and greetings, Brother Bobby. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Peace and blessings.
Okay, yeah. And I'm glad you brought it, you know, made that selection of Roy Ayers' Third Eye. I think that's coming from the Everybody Loves the Sunshine album, 1976. If any of you all have never heard of Roy Ayers, you need to go out and get all you can find on him. Now, Roy Ayers is a part of the wave of masters to come through in the metaphysical realm. Our metaphysics and our spirituality in the 70s and in the 80s, but mainly in the 70s, were people like Roy Ayers, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Maurice White, Parliament Funkadelic, including Bootsy. It's ironic, I've played some Bootsy today, stretching out on a rubber band, which came out the same year as this, the Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine album, which features Third Eye. And was playing this stretching out of the rubber band, Bootsy, and the brother from Chicago, Andrew, called me and said, "Hey, man, I just met Bootsy today."
Wow.
And then he said, "Well, I'm gonna have to download the show because Bootsy gave us backstage passes at a club he's performing to show you that whole spiritual thing and all." And it's interesting here. So these were our spiritual inspirers. And Roy Ayers is one of the main ones. Of course, Bootsy, you know, got in a motorcycle accident in the 80s, and the spirit told him if he got off drugs, they would heal him completely.
Mm.
And he did. And they healed him. Why? Because he was one of those people who was one of our teachers when we didn't actually have the type of knowledge. They taught based on inspiration, you see.
Yes.
Based on inspiration, and that's how they taught. Now, Roy Ayers is a major one. He went to Africa in 1980. He has an album out, which is now on CD. You can get these things. It's called Africa, Center of the World. He appeared with, Fela Kuti. He met with Fela in 1980. They got him on the inside of the jacket of the album cover. But like I said, that's on CD now, Africa, Center of the World. Very conscious brother. He talks about the third eye throughout other parts of his music, but very spiritual master, came back to the earth, you see what I'm saying, to impart this knowledge on us by inspiration. So we have these types of people that would do that and stuff, you see. Very conscious brother, and as you know, it is not by mistake that we're talking about this, and we're celebrating the passing of Gil Scott-Heron.
Yes.
So when I say celebrating, I already know when a mission is over. Hey, they partying.
That's
he just
it.
Gone down to the party before, so we don't. You see, so Gil Scott-Heron was one, and had a lot of singers and stuff that was conscious. Remember Joe Tex? I ain't gonna bump no more with the big fat
woman.
Big butt woman. Conscious brother. Remember the nation of Nation of Islam.
Yes.
You see. I mean, and you'd be surprised all the conscious people. But all of them was inspired, especially Parliament Funkadelic. He said, asked George Clinton. We saw him back in the 90s, and asked him, you know. Where did you get this from the mothership stuff from? He said, well, partly Elijah Muhammad, but mainly Sun Ra. And Sun Ra didn't believe he was from this planet and never existed like that. So we celebrate that, and that's the type of music. And, for people, but if you want to get into some real spiritual music, get you some Roy Ayers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting here because we're talking about Bootsy Collins' first album. There's a song on there called Vanishing in Our Dreams.
Mm.
Vanishing in Our Dreams. And let me see if it's Vanishing in Our Dreams or Vanishing in Our Sleep. Let me get that right. It's on the first album, Bootsy Collins Stretching Out in a Rubber Band, 1976. But I need to find out, was it the song called Vanishing in Our Dreams? And I'm going to tell you a little something. It's going to segue into what is actually happening with us.
Right.
So this Bootsy Collins album, and we're going to get into all that, and I want to say I should come out by saying hello, Blog Talk listeners. You know, I start, you know, when you get inspired, you know, sometimes it's called Vanish in Our Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Vanish in Our Sleep. And in there, which is very interesting. Now, this is, we played this today. There's a movie out called Vanishing on 7th Street.
Mm.
Now, this is very, very important today on what is going on with our lives. You know, what is going on in our lives. The other thing is the article in, I think it was either March or April's Ebony. Let me get the, I know it's the Ebony with
what's it,
the movie Jump in the Broom.
Okay.
The cast of the, mm-hmm. It's that Ebony. And I will somebody will call in and give us the
yeah, they
the actual,
will.
The actual which whether it was August or April, whether it was March or April. But in there there's an article, in there there's an article about 300,000 black people disappeared, people of color, they say, disappeared last year. But yet when he goes into the article, he's only speaking about almost one girl that was missing. But they gave that report. And that's very key that you understand that, because when you download or rent Vanishing on 7th Street,
mm-hmm.
Vanishing on 7th Street, it's probably on it's probably went straight to video, the DVD. So once you download that,
right,
or either you know go out and get it, it'll explain some things that's happening, and it's probably going to explain what happened to those 300,000 people. And in so many words, we got people to just vanish.
Yes.
Now, if it would have happened in the 90s, we could have said, well, the government killed them.
Right.
Because that's what they did in the 90s. You know, they cleaned out all the projects and, you know, got rid of people. But what we're talking about here is people disappearing. You can go to stores on Saturday and don't be nobody in them.
That's
you
true.
Know, there's a little shopping center in the black neighborhood. When I first got to Atlanta back in 1986, I was working on Martin Luther King's son's campaign for Fulton County Commissioner.
Right.
And we would go around, you know, getting the voters and stuff at that particular time. We went by this little black shopping center, and it was nothing but just hundreds of people as the eye could see. And now I went by, that was on a Saturday. I went by about a month ago on a Saturday, and there was hardly nobody there. Now, and it's hardly nobody there. Basically, some of these people are vanishing. So we're talking about an ascension.
Mm.
I try to understand that, because when you see the movie, you're going to see this darkness taking people. And that's the melanin. That's the dark matter, if you want to put it on a cosmic level.
Right.
So you're going to see the darkness taking people. But they're going to be playing all early 1960s music of black women. You see what I'm saying? So that's like that Great Mother.
Right.
You know, these groups like the Marvelettes and these different type of groups that they had, you know, back
right.
in the day. You see, so you have to put two and two together on what they're saying, but there's a vanishing thing that's happening. Now, let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
On what happened to me that takes this right to the personal level.
Okay.
Our last time I spoke was New Year's night on Blog Talk.
Yes.
And after that, we've had the birds started dying, the blackbirds started dying, and all kinds of things. We're going to get into a series of things that happened between the last 6 months.
Okay.
Number one, so I did one lecture right after that on the 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday. And at that particular time, a great occultist by the name of Kenneth Grant, who was ostracized by the white community. He's a white guy, a British, but he was one of the people that did it two times in a row. First, it was Gerald Massey, a 19th century scholar that died in 1907, that revealed that all this Egyptian and all this science and everything came from black people.
Right.
And the Egyptian was black and all that. Before that, it was a guy by the name of Godfrey Higgins. Did a book called Anacalypsis, and said he traced all these gods back, and they come back to being black. All the gods around the world. Now, so Gerald Massey did the same thing. When they started translating hieroglyphics and went into the British Museum, Gerald Massey, the goddess Sekhmet, appeared to him in a hotel room and told him, "You're going to go into the British Museum, and you are a black man. And do not flinch with what you see." Because a lot of people saw this stuff as black, all this stuff coming out of Egypt.
Right.
And they would hide the fact. So he went in, revealed what he saw, made it all black, and to this day, most white scholars don't put the greatest Egyptologist the world has ever seen. And all you got to do is look at his work and see this. They don't even put him in his books. So they got a way to, they have a way to ostracize you, persona non grata. You become a social pariah. They can do it in the academic world. Well, in the occult world, one of the guys who's instrumental in teaching me the mysteries of AWAS through his materials, he passed away on the 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday, and he was like in his 80s. But he was the second one that everybody ostracized and wouldn't put him in the occult books. You see what I'm saying and all, because he said it was all black, and he was one of the greatest occultists to ever live. So as a result, he said it was all black also. So he made the transition, and then a couple of weeks ago, Sister Bert Hatshepsut made the transition.
Right.
And also made the transition. Sister Bert Hatshepsut, her name was Bert Lockett, Alberta Lockett was her name, and they called her Bert, and also her Egyptian name was Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut. And so she made the transition, but it's interesting here, she was instrumental, like I said, starting the careers, as far as all these people might have been out before, had been doing stuff like Valentine then, but when she put Valentine, had him to open for Blair in 94, he never stopped looking. I mean, this flu.
Yeah.
So she introduced a lot of people at that time. She was the first to bring me to New York.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying and all, to New York and all. She was the one that was one of the first people to interview Brother Daoud and different people. So so she made the transition, and that was also a pioneer. So I'm going to New York. Now, this is the first time I have lectured since January the 15th.
Right.
And that was by choice.
Right.
And stuff. I just basically postponed the lectures, postponed the lectures and stuff, because there was something that was going on, and I needed to get the energy of it and all. So what had happened is I got my answer. Now, I went through all kind of spiritual things the last 6 months, but I really got my answer on where I actually was. And where I actually am, I got my answer at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta.
Mm.
That's the Atlanta Airport.
Yeah.
And they have this new system that they put in with this. You go through this radar screening. They had a whole hoopla of people that didn't want to go through the radar screening and all of that type of stuff. And all of that. Well, I'm like a Mars attack. When they shot the radar, they shot the radiation to them. They just sucked it up and started laughing like laughing gas, got high off of it. So when I went through this time, so I went through safe, went through it unscathed in January. You still on?
Yes, I am. Hello? Right here.
Okay. I went through unscathed in January. So this time, when I went through, which was a week ago today, it was on the 4th, on Friday, when I went through, they said, you got to go back through again. So I went back through again, and after I went through back through again, the woman got out, she said, you must have moved or something. Whatever it was, she was trying to justify why I couldn't show up on the radar. And so you got to get the pat down or the full body search or what have you. So they call the guy over to do the pat down and stuff like that. Now, it's not registering me to me until I'm on the plane. You see what I'm saying? And what had happened, because she kept asking, why did you move? Well, she kept saying something, trying to justify something that shouldn't happen. But what it was this. The past 6 months, I had gone into another dimension. Both me and Linda and the house and everything around us, we know the cats go into these dimensions.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So through our sleep, because I got a lot of sleep, I had gone through another dimension, and between the time of January coming back this time, when I stepped into the radar thing, I was in another dimension. So, because they couldn't detect it. So, what this is trying to say here is, this is probably what is happening to those people. There's no way that you can have 300,000 people disappear without a trace.
Yes, so
true. You see what I'm saying? And nobody knows anything. That has to be some type of dimension. That's some type of ascension.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, whatever the deal was, is I had enough power or whatever it was to tread both worlds. Most of the people that find themselves going up in those dimensions don't return. You see what I'm saying? But don't worry about them. They get the party before you. They're only doing what all of us are going to do.
Yes, so
you see
true.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
What all of us are going to do. They are only doing that type of thing. You see what I'm saying? So I already got part of my initiation, or what I would call my illumination, based on experiencing that last Friday, whereas I went off the radar. And so what I had to do in coming back through LaGuardia, I had to reappear myself again. But luckily, when I got to LaGuardia, they didn't even have those new radar machines. They just have the old system where your chains go off, you just got the where they only detect the metal. So so I didn't get a chance to know. I was kind of looking forward to see what would happen, but I didn't get a chance to know whether I was back in the material world or rematerialized, or whether I was still in that dimension. I didn't get a chance to know, because LaGuardia only had the old system. You see what I'm saying? So this is very key, and I guess we could take a little question and answers at the end and try to discuss it, because this is very key on what is going on. So to try to understand other things, we'll go through a few things, and we'll go into discussing this third eye. Now, like I said, she had mentioned, you know, we still have the picture packet, which is unbelievable. We have the checks, the seals, and the purple disc, and the two CDs that comes with the stimulus package. And we also have the various DVDs that you can also get. Now, this is very interesting, because we're introducing, and I would suggest to people who don't have their purple disc, they need to try to get some, because you got to realize some things that's happening. And that is this one thing. During the summer months is when the government gives access to a lot of melanated people to have access to have concerts and all types of social events.
Yes,
you see what
true.
I'm saying? So, so you would have that Essence Festival in New Orleans. You see what I'm saying? Every summer,
you see,
over in England, they got so many. They got a couple of million black people over there, so they have a carnival that starts, which doesn't make any sense, because most carnivals start in the fall of the and at the first of the year in the Caribbean and stuff like that. But they have a carnival that starts I think, in August, the hottest time in England. And the reason why is these things, when you might have these type of events, is and if they have cut down on these events, it's because that means that that's how many people have left this planet. And they don't need. But one of the reasons why they have these events is during the summer solstice months, and you would have also, which is the 21st, but also Sirius rising, which sometimes one of the designated dates is July the 23rd. July 23rd.
Right.
You know, Jim Carrey did a whole movie on 23.
Yes.
That movie was based off of Robert Anton Wilson's book, The Cosmic Trigger. So The Cosmic Trigger. And so July 23rd is when Sirius rises. And when the star Sirius rises in the sky, also the pineal glands are supposed to be the most active. So that's when they would have a group of, they would have events to distract us. You see, like the carnival, like the Essence Festival, and different other things they would do to distract us. I know it was that way in the past. If it's fallen off in the United States, that's because they have contained what they think is, was the problem.
Right.
But so when Sirius was up in the sky, the star Sirius, when the Nile rose, you see, the people of the Nile rose. So this is one reason why they would have they would have these type of events, you see, and they would have this type of stuff when it comes to the carnival and all this type of stuff. So it is important that you get that tachyon energy, the purple disc, around this time, to go along with what I'm going to also get you today. Now, part of the other package that we're going to be dealing with is an Egyptian Eye of Heru magical mirror. And this Eye of Heru magical mirror is put together to strengthen the third eye. It's an eye of Heru, and you just stare in it. Now, if you can laminate it, it's even better, but you don't necessarily have to. Because, and we're going to go into this in a few minutes, so we have a new packet out, which is the Eye of Heru third, Eye of Heru mirror you stare into. And we've already got one of the brothers, Hank Rising Sun, who opened before me in New York. I gave him the Eye of Heru magic mirror, and he decided to put it behind him while he was speaking, and he was like, oh, man, whew. This got serious energy. I got to move it. So we already got it on the DVD with a brother is bearing witness to this thing and all. And this brother here does a whole lot of spiritual spiritual things. Now this now we have this Eye of Heru magic mirror, which also will come with the third eye ritual or the third eye invocation, and it also comes with two CDs. One is the Nesha CD, which also brings prosperity, and the other one is a womb CD.
Okay.
Which what had happened was is it comes on with this cosmic sound like out in space.
Yeah.
Well, there was a brother named Jeff that sent me some stuff from NASA that he downloaded, and when once he sent me these sounds out in space, I realized that when the womb CD was put together with the same the same sound, so they're literally out in space. And this anything womb dealing with the black dot and dealing with all that stuff enhances stuff. So this new Eye of Heru package, you see, is also going to be available. So please inquire. You're going to want to get this particular thing to strengthen your third eye. So we'll get back to that when we get on into the actual. When we actually start the lecture. But, so now, going right along, I want to say just give a few things. You all right?
Yes, we're good. I want to go ahead right here because I'm putting your information in the chat room, but I want to make sure that everyone out there listening has Brother Bobby's number for contact for any of the information, finding out more about the DVDs to purchase, to make these purchases. 678-358-1055 is the number to call for Brother Bobby. Okay.
Yes. Now, so what we want to do is let's go into a few things. Let's see if I can get in. Is there anything? Anything else? Yes. It's interesting here. They are now bringing out these. They did an exhibit with the Omics in. I think it was in Seattle. It's already come and gone. One of the brothers went and bought a book and sent it to me. And in one of the pictures, the ones that they allowed, they show a little bit of writing. So what this is breaking, two missions I'm going to break tonight. They show a little bit of writing, and Omex was supposed to be those who left no writing.
Mm-hmm.
But we found writing with this. They're quietly bringing out these exhibits. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So they're bringing out these exhibits. Now, this is the key. So if they had writings, what we now know is another stolen legacy, which means all of that Maya, Aztec, and all of that stuff, it was all Olmec,
mm-hmm.
you see. It was,
yes.
It was all Olmec. And so this is another form of stolen legacy, another form of stolen legacy here. When all of that stuff was Olmec. Now, let me see if I can find the exhibit is gone now, but what we can at least do is let's see if I can find the Olmec book. What we can at least do is you can order the book from the museum. The book is called Olmec, The Colossal Masterworks of Ancient Mexico. It says Olmec, The Colossal Masterworks of ancient Mexico. Let me see where there's a museum that you can go. You can go online and see. Can you find the Fine Arts Museum of San Francisco?
Okay.
And also the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. You're gonna have to do that. You're going to want to try to get this particular book. You want to try to get this book. And, you know, try to order the book, you know, and because this is some of the first things. Because they've only showed us the big heads. We didn't know they had a whole, an entire field of other stuff that they had. But for some reason, they kept that hidden and all, yeah. So it's interesting here. Now, the other thing here is, we all knew this based on C. Freeman L. C. Freeman L. used to tell us that your pirates were the Moors, which makes sense. And the Moors was ousted from Spain in 1492, and they got on ships, and basically, that's what the, you know. They basically were the actual pirates, you know, that went around, you know, plundering or whatever type thing. That's why the outfits, and that's why they always showed the black element in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Even in the latest one, they dabble in voodoo. You
mm-hmm.
know, they got him, or they got a little voodoo doll, and they're kind of trying to control him and the different things like that. So they're trying to send this message, and that's why the black element was always in there with the calypso, you see. The different things, because basically, here's another history that was usurped. The Moors were your pirates. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Were your pirates. So reattach stolen legacy. Reattach stolen legacy. Take for instance, because the Pirates' Haven was in Jamaica, Port Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jamaica, just like anything, you go there to this day, the majority of the people living there are black. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
In this particular case, the whole Port Royal thing and the bases of Jamaica and the Jamaicans being all black, you can pretty much see how that whole Moorish paradigm also went. Okay, so moving right along.
Yeah.
What transpired the last couple of months with all the weather?
Yes.
With all the weather. One, there was an angel by the name of Ariel.
Okay.
A-R-I-E-L. Ariel. And that angel rose up, I think, sometime in March. And it's a she, but the name of this Ariel is called the Lion of God. The Lion of God. Now, it's interesting because this is one of the few ones. Now, you can read about her in a book, Gustav Davison's book, Dictionary of Angels by Gustav Davison. That's the definitive text of all the angel stuff. Gustav Davison's book, Dictionary of Angels, I think it came out in the 1960s. But it's the one that all these other books have been using. It's like the Holy Grail, and it's still in print. Mm-hmm. But it is explained in there that this Ariel angel, which is called the Lion of God, mm-hmm. is also one of the angels that's also a demon. So let me try to explain this and try to take this out of religious wicked practices and try to understand this as pure energy. Because that's all we're talking about with everything is this energy and formulas. So now, Ariel is called the Lion of God, but Ariel is depicted as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lion of God, that's a woman, is none other than Sekhmet. You see,
yes.
It's none other than Sekhmet. It could also be a form of Hecate, in which comes from Samaria, because she has a one of her things is a lion, one is a ram, and one is a goat or something in some type of thing, a three-headed deity. In this thing, the Lion of God is none other than Sekhmet. That would also be a form of Durga in India.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in so many words, because we're dealing with formulas now, she's also the God that is over nature.
Yes.
She protects nature. Now, this is an angel now.
Right.
She protects nature, but she's also a demon, which means she can also be the destructive part of nature.
Right.
So the first thing, we had the earthquake in Japan. You see what I'm saying? That was the destructive element.
Yes.
Okay, then we had these tornadoes that hit. Now, which is very interesting, because the preacher did come out. The preacher came out and said that the end of the world was supposed to be, when was that supposed to be? That was about 3 weeks ago.
That was about 3 weeks ago. He talked about it. It was actually on the 12th, I believe it was, when he said the world was supposed to come to an end.
Yeah, that was a little later than that, wasn't it? May? Was it April? Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's put it this way. He was wrong in the calculation, number one, because he calculated some shit from Noah's Ark. You know, it's the worst thing that you can't calculate stuff from the last books that's put on the earth. You know, second thing, the Quran, the Bible is one of the last. Half of human history was over before there was anything known as a Bible.
Right.
So it's, you know, you see what I'm saying? So you can't really calculate. And then to calculate this thing off of Noah's Ark, which is a mythology. It's not even a real event. The only event that we have of a Noah's Ark is some type of Atlantean thing. And we can go even further to say that it meant that the real thing is when the physical world covered over the spiritual world, because we had our prior worlds, our pre-existing worlds. But the Christians are always wrong because they only deal with one book, and he who knows one book knows none.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But in somehow the calculation that he dealt with was in the order of whenever that was, that date, also October the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, October the 21st. But what did happen after that day was the event in Joplin, Missouri, the tornado.
Yes, the tornado.
It hit that Sunday.
It sure did.
It hit that Sunday, so in some psychic event or whatever type thing with his calculation, it wasn't the end of the world, but they did draw down on something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that this has to be a spirit, because we're going to talk about two of them. The first one hit was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes.
And it stayed on the ground and went almost, a couple of hundred miles to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what happened in Birmingham with the four little girls.
Yes, I remember that.
And the four little girls, we raised those four little girls up, which everybody in Birmingham saw them as spirits.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? For years. Mm-hmm. It was known that people would ride by the church and see the little girls trapped in the church. So now, what did we do? We got the four little girls. We hooked them up with four goddesses that was around King Tut's tomb and King Tut's sarcophagus. Isis, Aset, Nephthys, Nephthet. Isis, Nephthys, Serket, and Neith.
Mm-hmm.
Those four goddesses. The four goddesses also corresponded, which is also found in King Tut's tomb, is the four sons of Horus. So anytime you got four, you're talking about four signs of nature.
Yes.
Four forces of nature, water, air, earth. What's the other one?
Fire.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Four forms of nature. So in so many words, for that thing to hit, go out of its way and go to Birmingham, we're talking about the forces. We're talking about the forces of those four little girls changed into goddesses. And because all of this is up under Ariel.
Yeah.
And Ariel is Sekhmet, and Sekhmet is a Kundalini goddess. Then what we're talking about here is multiple goddesses combined.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Are multiple goddesses combined. Now, when that thing hit, it's ironic because distraction is the key. When the one hit in Alabama, I don't know the date, but it hit, I think, on a Wednesday or a Thursday. That Friday, Barack Obama gave up his real birth certificate.
It was right after that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Gave up his real birth certificate. Okay. After that happened, he went in and they so-called said they got bin Laden. Now, we all know that bin Laden, they said he died in 2001.
Right.
So basically, they just, you know, everything is for distraction. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything is for distraction. So he claimed he got bin Laden. You see what I'm saying? And all this stuff is going on for distraction. That's what it's always for. Anything happening in the news, like the Wienergate, this asshole here, sending pictures of his dick in his drawers to college students.
That's
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
But he's a Jew and just got married to married to an Arab.
Yeah.
Now, this is one thing key about a ritual like this. In the Arab world, I don't think you can count 10 Arab women on one hand that you know that you have seen outside that veil.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one happened to be a beauty queen that worked for Hillary Clinton, and he just got married. You see what I'm saying? My point here is some shit is just too sensationalized for it to be news. Some of this stuff is for distraction. Now they talk about Wienergate.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And what are the odds of his name being Wiener and he get caught showing his damn dick
to a
college student?
Right.
So all of this stuff, man, see, is for distraction. Now going back, these earthquakes, the way these tornadoes hit, it looked like Beirut. I mean, when these things hit, it looked like a bomb went through Vietnam.
Yes.
They're saying they ain't never seen nothing like that.
So true.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the one that hit in Tuscaloosa, but all of a sudden, birth certificates is flying, bin Laden is caught, and the Wiener man done showed his shit.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? To keep you preoccupied, you see. Now you got your Kaylee Anthony story. This girl killed her damn daughter. When she killed her daughter, Barack Obama wasn't even damn elected.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A nigga can steal a candy bar and his ass be locked up tomorrow.
That's true.
Now, it's damn near 4 years later, now the Kaylee Anthony shit done come out.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They save things for key moments based on distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Based on distraction. And so this is some of the things that's happening right now. Now, another thing that happened once rose up was the goddess Hecate. Now, the goddess Hecate is shown, here go another one of those forces. is another one of these forces. She's shown with a head of a lion, a head of a cow, and the head of a goat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a goddess with three heads. She's also shows up with three other goddesses called, two other goddesses, Persephone and Demeter. And amongst all of those, they're also called the three fates. Now, the three fates in Greek literature, which is Phoenician, when they show up, it's all over. They're the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Egypt, they got four fates. But it's interesting here, they never show in the picture the four statues together. Can't find no books with all four statues. Every now and then you might find a little scampy drawing, but when they do the statues, they always will show three. So they got four fates, which is four forces of nature, but they got the three fates, which is also Hecate. Now, when she first showed up, is when the Birmingham, Alabama, tornado hit. This rise of Hecate and the three fates. But it all started with this force of Ariel, which also can give you the whole thing with Japan. You see, with Japan. So these are the things that's happening. And so when people asked the question, everybody was looking for that certain day that the Earth was supposed to end. And what they didn't realize is the Earth been ending with a series of natural disasters every day.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So when I ask when the apocalypse and when the 2012, you watching 2012 before your eyes, you just can't depict it because they got everybody looking for a damn date.
Yes.
Now, I will say this, and let me get my book right now. I always implore people to get this book. It's one of the books that I never, and believe me, I got literally hundreds of thousands of books.
Yes.
But this one book here, I always use this book, and I've been talking about it for years, The Goddess Book of Days, Diane Stein.
Yes, Diane Stein.
It is a must-have.
Yes.
It is a must-have, because this is the only one I know that I can pick up on that actual day.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I wish you would have done one with the gods, which if I get in touch with, I'm going to tell her to do one called the Deity Book of Days and add both the male and the female.
Yes,
and
that would
all,
be.
You see what I'm saying? That would be nice. But this one, and so we're going to look up the other part of what the preacher said. He said he was wrong, that his calculation was a little bit off. Well, it wasn't that much. You did have a little bit of stuff with that Joplin, Texas, that hit the next day.
Yes.
He said the Earth was supposed to end on that Saturday. Joplin hit the next day, and man, wiped it off the map.
Yes, it tore it up. Mm-hmm.
Tore it up. You see what I'm saying? So let's go to on the Goddess Book of Days right now, and this is what I want. Let's go to October the 21st. Now that is the day that he says that the Earth will finally end. But this it is curious what shows up on this day.
Yeah.
Now and what shows up on this day? Because every now and then, even the dead can be given information.
Sure can.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I said don't throw out no Bibles.
That's right.
Remember, now, all that stuff comes from ancient texts. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
You see, and I even got a text in a book called the Secret Books of Egyptian Gnostics. And they said at the conference, they were saying at the conference of Nicaea, they said when they were hashing up the Bible at these conferences, they said that they would have these entities whispering in their ear telling them what pages to re-enter or what pages to keep in.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Which means it's heavily prophetic. Now, don't get me wrong.
That's right.
So now here, because the Bible is full of things that they are contradictions, which is good. If you got something to say, stay away from the dark. Then you also got in the book of Isaiah.
Right.
In the book of Isaiah, I will give you the treasures of darkness. So anything that you saying that they got something in there that's reversing that shit. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Isaiah 45, I will give you the treasures of darkness. That's pure melanin. And that's what we're talking about today. Isaiah 45. And if you read that and somebody needs to break down and study that whole chapter, you'll find all kind of alchemical shit. Now, we know the book of Revelation is full of that stuff. But yeah, just interesting here in the Goddess Book of Days, Diane Stein, the 21st, October the 21st, and this is what it says, the Feast
of Black,
of the Black Christ.
Yes.
The Feast of the Black Christ in Panama. So that day ain't automatically something that you're supposed to disregard. It's
That's
called
right.
the Feast, and look at the lineup. The
yep.
Feast of the Black Christ in Panama and the Virgin Islands.
That's right. Obatala.
And the Black, he is Obatala,
yes.
Apollo, Adonis, oh. Osiris, Horus, Quetzalcoatl, Baal, Dionysus, Sunfather, Dambalawedo, Shango, Dumuzi,
mm-hmm.
Tammuz, also the day of Osriel and Ursula.
Ursula.
You see what I'm saying? A Slavic god. But my point here is, every black god in the world lines up on that day.
Sure does. Sure does.
Including the Black Christ, which is known as El Cristo Negro,
yes.
in Latin America and in the Caribbean and in the Virgin Islands.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see, so my point here is this. Now, it was explained to me years ago on how this thing happens. There was supposed to be an event on 12/12/1994. And it had a whole 12/12/1994. People was looking for 12/12. So after 12/12 came and went, I was a little perplexed. I was like, well, what's up on the day? Why? And the spirit world said, no, there's things that go on
mm-hmm.
on those dates. They might not go on the physical.
Right.
That they go, but they go on anyway. One of the things here is, if they're talking about a black Christ, and we know the Christ was, before it was usurped by Rome and made a historical person, it was talking about your own physical attainment.
Yes.
And makeup. So if something don't go on out here,
it's in the
you
spirit.
See what I'm saying? Don't mean it ain't going on the inside of you. Because ultimately, what is actually evolving is us. It's the same thing that happened. I went through a series of events in the last 6 months. You see what I'm saying? In the
right.
last 6 months. And we did see, I'm talking about my own spiritual attainment.
Right.
And on the outside, we saw all types of stuff that happened with earthquakes and all that type of stuff to say we was going through something. But the test was when I went through the Atlanta airport and they couldn't pick me up on the radar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which means, you do go through things spiritually.
Right.
You do go through things inwardly.
Yes.
And because all of these gods that they're saying that is lined up like Osiris and Horus and stuff, that's talking about the stuff that's on the inside of us.
Mm.
So now don't get it twisted now to think because these are male deities. Remember now, each one of these male deities.
That's right.
Has to have a female side.
That's right.
There's none of them, including Jesus. Now, we know that Shiva turns into a woman. We know that Osiris was worshipped as a woman.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We got Vishnu also as Mahoney, a woman form. We have Shango used to be half woman because he was half of his shared half of his body with Aya. They were androgynous mm-hmm. together. And
yeah.
Aya in him split up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? In this
right.
world, that's the same thing happened, you know, when Adam came and they took the rib. But you got mm-hmm. to realize the rib is also called ribeye. And ribeye is where you get the word rabbi, which means master. So Eve is Adam's master. Now, all of these, I don't care what deity you find around the world, they're going to have a feminine counterpart within
that's
them.
Right.
Now,
yes.
so now. We also have this with Jesus. Now, if you understand that the historical person didn't exist,
right.
that was taken from a group of people that was Gnostic people that traveled up near Rome, and they was worshiping a Jesus that had all of its Gnostic counterparts and did the original motifs and the original knowledge. And later on, Rome took that and made it into a historical cult.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Well, Paul
right.
took that, and Paul was a government agent. You see what I'm saying? Double-crossed the Romans and the Jews. And all. You see, so They made it a historical figure. So if it wasn't a historical figure, and it can go all the way, be traced all the way back to Horace, because you got to realize there's a thing called Horace
right.
and Ma, Harmarket. Horace, Ma, Ku. Harmarket is called Harmaku. And Harmaku, Harmarket is the Sphinx, people don't know. The Sphinx that sits in the middle of the earth is called Harmarket. It's also called Horus on the horizon. But it's also called, that's the Greek word, Harmarket. The Egyptian word is Harmaku. Horus and Maya together in a pyramid, because the Ku means pyramid. And as if you see, Horus and Maya is flanking the pyramid. They are guarding the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So Maya is a form of the Christ, too. Okay, now let's take this to the Coptic world. And in the Coptic world, we have a Jesus that was going to later be barred by Rome and called Christianity. That you can get any Gnostic material that predates, and that just, you know. So the Coptic world, they had a Jesus, and that Jesus, and that particular Jesus, his other half was Mary Magdalene. These were not historical people. There's twin souls that everybody got. Jesus's other half is Mary Magdalene. She's the whore. The whore represents the kundalini energy. That's the feminine energy in him. She massages his feet just like Lakshmi does. So Lakshmi's kundalini energy is called Shakti. She is the Shakti to Vishnu. Parvati is the Shakti kundalini energy to Shiva. Well, the Shakti to Jesus is Mary Magdalene.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Which is nothing but a twin half of Jesus. It's one entity that is not a historical person. It's an entity that will live in the people in the future.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? A race of people in the future that will have androgynous dual halves. This has nothing to do with homosexuality. This is talking about the nature where everybody has two counterparts.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, to learn more about the androgyny, there's a book called Androgyny by June Singer. Androgyny by June Singer. It just came back out. It just came back out. It was out of print for a minute. Androgyny by June Singer. So the point I'm trying to make here is the lineup on this day that he's talking the 21st, you see what I'm saying? We're still talking about the rise of the gods or the goddesses, period, plural. You see what I'm saying? You see, so that's also what's happening with this type of thing. Now let's go on. A few things we got to deal with. Few things we got to deal with here. Let's see here. So they just put cell phones. World Health Organization just declared cell phones as a what do they call it a. carcinogen. I think it's carcinogen, which is which could cause cancer.
Yes, a health
health risk. And I didn't know this. Then on the back of all the cell phone boxes, they tell you not to hold it up to your ear.
They sure do.
All of them.
Yes, they
tell you not to hold it up to your ear. So where did this come from? They always put that. But remember now, we was trained on landlines.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So we automatically put it up to the ear.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? All of the cell phone things that says don't hold it up to your ear. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so they have now made this thing a health risk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my point here is when I heard this, I said, well, you got to think spiritual. Think spiritual.
Yep.
Think spiritual. You don't want it to think with fear. You got to think spiritual.
Right.
This might be an ascension mechanism at the time. Because we talk about the inner ear melanin is the doorway to the temple.
Correct, yes.
You see, it's the doorway to the temple. And we know they got rid of LPs and different technologies. So you hear the music, but you don't hear the music.
Right.
You see. And so the cell phone also, you see what I'm saying? If we're talking frequencies here, we might be talking about a future ascension piece.
Right.
Because the pineal gland, which we go into today, the third eye, is the doorway to the temple. But remember now, the inner ear melanin is where sight starts from.
Yes.
So sight starts from hearing.
Yes, from hearing.
And then it
yes.
develops into sight. Hearing represents another dimension,
yes.
another sound. Even when you listen to this room CD, you're going to hear the cosmic space. There's noises out there. You see what I'm saying? So, and they talk about the inner ear melanin.
Right.
Dr. Richard King's book is going to be reprinted. It should be coming out sometime.
Yeah.
The one called African Origins of Biological Psychiatry.
Yes.
Richard King's book, African Origins of Biological Psychiatry. And as you know, Richard King is one of our pioneers in the melanin field.
Yes.
In the melanin field. So this is very interesting. This is very interesting. So we're going to look at this this cell phone thing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And
because
see where it goes. But meanwhile, don't hold it down. Shit up to your ear.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yes, and you can definitely, you know, with the cell phones, one of the things that's also interesting is that they use so much of the voice-over technology. They use so much of the voice-over IP. So they're actually recording your voice, and what the person is hearing, it's actually a different frequency when it comes out on the other end. And a lot of that technology is there. And sometimes you can pick up different sounds. I know I can with my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can actually pick up without using other types of phones. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. this is interesting. Pretty much what our souls might do. Because we do know that they had Stephen Hawking to come out and say that the aliens are coming and be afraid of them. And then
yeah.
they had some type of CIA or one of those agencies came out, sometime this year and mentioned, sometime last year, and mentioned about the aliens are coming.
Yeah.
So in so many words, they know there ain't nothing coming but us.
Right.
So now, to try to understand what this might be is to try to understand this. Melanin was studied by the governments,
yeah.
all the way from, we can say that the real powerhouse of that was studied from World War II on into now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? A part of your death camps in the Jewish death camps, because you know they had a Jew that was a race of bastard race of the Moors.
Yes.
That was rolling around Europe, and these were our cousins, these black people that they threw out of every country in Europe, and then the final solution to whiten them up
mm-hmm.
was this strain of these Jews was to put them into concentration camps, and that's where they studied a form of melanin, which was before it was called melanin, it was called occultum. And
mm-hmm.
later on called melanin by Dr. Aaron Lerner in the 1950s, named it melanin, which is interesting here because they so-called have a comet coming in the fall of the year called Elanin.
Mm.
Elanin.
Yes.
What are they trying to say? They got a comet called Elanin. They took the M off. And it's not by mistake that this comet is right in line with this 21st thing. So, like I said again, now try to tell the people when you make these dates, we're talking about stuff that's going on the inside of you. That way, you don't be wrong, fail prophecies, and looking
right.
like a damn fool when your day of judgment don't come. You see what I'm saying? And according
yeah.
to this Diane Stein's book, the stuff she's talking about is Christ's energy. And remember, the Christ's energy is you ain't gonna see no man in no robe with no sandals. The Christ that's coming is coming through you.
Right.
So but also lining up is they got a comet that's coming called Elanin.
Mm.
You see, sometime in the fall of the year. Very interesting here. Now, so they studied this melanin thing, and they came to the conclusion on how melanin works. They tried to make the prototype of the melanin, and the prototype of melanin is nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, that's the prototype. They even got some stuff where they study nanomelanin. But we do. Nanotechnology is the prototype of how melanin functions. So they studied how melanin functioned, and it ended up in what their version of it, their technological version of what they could create was nanotechnology. So anybody want to see how melanin works, you get the G.I. Joe movie that came out last summer. And that movie explained nanotechnology and what it can do. So apparently what they are afraid of is when this nanotechnology unleashes in those people, those melanated people, the real nanotechnology, they're thinking it's going to be an invasion that will eat the world, about like a movie called Langoliers. Anybody seen the movie Langoliers? It was a movie came out in 1995. It was a Stephen King movie called Langoliers. And these little black dots ate up the earth. You see what I'm saying? I ate up one dimension. It's called the Langoliers. So, but you will see, when you see the nanotechnology in the movie G.I. Joe is what they are afraid of. And for some reason, they're afraid of that coming up out of us because they do know, based on all the ancient texts, that this world is just going to disappear. Even in the Bible, it said, you see what I'm saying, this heaven and this hell will not be around.
Right.
So if hell ain't going to be around, what the hell are you scared of? Hell is only a state of condition, and based on your knowledge of where you are in this world, it can be hell or it can be heaven.
That's correct.
You see?
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
So now, but they say this heaven and earth will not be around. So obviously this thing is going to disappear, and they are afraid that it's going to be this war of destruction with this melanin rising up and doing the nanotechnology. I say that's just their fear because they're warfare people, and they always fear that. And why not? I mean, you might as well put it on the table if you figure there's a chance of that happening. But for what we know, it said that we gone like a twinkling of an eye. And so for what we know, we're talking about how this thing is going to go down, is basically we're just going to wake up and going to be in another world.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to wake up out of this dream, and this dream going to be gone. Because this is only an illusion anyway. And once the return of the third eye, you understand what I'm saying? At its full aspect, you don't have to have all the destruction and stuff like that. You see them, all the destruction. All. You're just going to come forth by day, which is the original book, the Egyptian book of the dead, say coming forth by day.
Yes, yeah.
You see? So we're just going to wake up, but that's not stopping them. But they still are showing what this melanin could do, which is in the East Indian texts, some of the East Indian Kundalini texts, where they say there are devices in the body that will come online and destroy everything if we were threatened for distinction. You see, we were threatened by distinction. That is also reported in the text. It's a book called Kundalini for a New World by Gene Kiefer. And they talk about these devices that they found in these texts in India. There's devices in the body. So naturally that was something that probably could have happened if we were slated for total extinction. So they have to go about and kill us off on other means slowly, and you see what I'm saying, and conspire. You see, to kill us and do not now announce the day of battle. So that's one aspect of it. But what we're talking about here is finding the third hour. We're just going to wake up and have a whole new existence. There's a book, Finding of the Third Eye, by Vera Stanley Alder, A-L-D-E-R, Vera, V-E-R-A, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, Alder, A-L-D-E-R, a book been out for years. Book has been out for years. The Finding of the Third Eye. She has another one called The Fifth Dimension. But what's interesting in this particular book, why this book was always of interest, was why it was always of interest. She mentions in this book that one day the third eye, the third eyes would open.
Yes.
One day the third eyes will open. That's what we are upon now. That's why this is very important with this lecture we're doing tonight.
Right.
She mentioned it. Edgar Cayce said, well, one day there will be a, and he did it, but he couldn't understand the metaphysics of it. So he said, one day there will be an incarnation of an entity called John Pineal. So he was looking for like a Christ figure. But John Pineal is the pineal gland. You see, and you got John, you got On, you got Elijah, you got Enoch, you got in a line of one before Christ would be Tahuti. So John is translated back into Egyptian as Ta'an or Tahuti. So John Pineal is melanin and the light of the pineal gland, the light of the world. So the entire Christ is the light of the world. In ancient Egypt, the light of the world, or Horus, the light of the world, is none other than the pineal gland.
Right, right.
You see, now, Moses wrestled with the angel, not Moses, Jacob wrestled with the angel all night. And when morning broke, he saw the face of God called Pineal.
Called Pineal, yes.
Called Pineal. The great face is another name, the great face is another name for Heru, light. Another name for Heru, or the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Another name for the hero, where you get the word hero from, is Heru, which is Horus, which is the pineal gland, Eye of Heru. Another name for hero is called the great face, the face of God. The face of God is on the inside of your brain, which is the pineal gland. Now, going right along, we have Osiris is a corn deity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say no one knows, not even Jesus knows, when the end, but the Father. Well, Horus don't know what the end until Osiris comes back. Osiris is a corn deity. And the corn deity, the corn deity, they say that the pineal gland is exactly the size of a grain of corn.
Mm.
So we have the deity that Aleister Crowley drew and had it at Greenwich Village in the 1900s, 1919, I think, and a deity called Lamb. And Lamb has the head of a grain of corn. So they took this lamb deity, put some bigger eyes on it, and they have been dealing with that with the alien thing for years. So the alien mask that you see, all of the bug-eyed things you see with the alien movies, that comes from Aleister Crowley's drawing of Lamb. But they say that Lamb is a part of an extraterrestrial government. But Lamb has a head is shaped like a grain of corn. Lamb is none other than the pineal gland. The extraterrestrial government is the pineal gland. You see, it's the pineal gland. So now, going back, everybody, and so when I looked at Vera Stanley Alder's book, said, well, where did she get this piece from? Was it a thing? Where did she get this piece from that said that the pineal glands were open? Well, she got it from, and some of the notes said, the Rosicrucian Cosmos Conception. There's a book out called The Rosicrucian Cosmos Conception. They just put the book out maybe 3 months ago. They put it back out. It's a book that's from the 1920s. So the Rosicrucian Cosmos Conception is coming from the Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians also was for the benefactors for a lot of the stuff that the Moors left behind. They compiled all that and started the Rosicrucians also. And one of our people that was also a part of the Rosicrucian was what we call the father of metaphysics, Pascal Beverly Randolph, the black man.
Mm-hmm.
And all. It's Pascal Beverly Randolph. So, but anyway, there's a book called The Rosicrucian Cosmos Conception. And that's where they talked about the third eyes coming back in the future. Now, to line this up, we got one last piece where the brother was doing some work on electromagnetism in France. And he ran up on an article of one of the prophecies of Nostradamus that they didn't let out of France, where it said that in the 1990s, black people in America will come into their own. So this is what we need to find out. What was it? We got the knowledge came back, and obviously everybody that's listening, your third eye is online. Otherwise, you wouldn't be, you trust me, you would not be listening tonight, so you don't have to worry about this. But what
we want
to find out here is this. What is it that if we're supposed to have more conscious people, and the consciousness did come. It did come. It came late 80s and during the 90s. But compared to the amount of people when they say black people were going to come into your own, it's almost like a small percentage, like 1 point something.
Mm.
You see, of the amount of people that's conscious. But what happened to all those thousands of black people or indigenous people that Third Eye was supposed to come on that was prophesized?
Right. You see,
that was even got a date in the 1990s. Even in the book, the guy Africans and Alien, you know, Africans in Asia, by Eugene, can't think of the guy's name, huh? It's called Africans in Asia by Eugene Adams. In his book, he said around, he gave a date of the future Buddha. He said around in future Buddha, he go again. One of the forms of melanin is also called the Buddha Rupa. He said the future Buddha, which is Maitreya, or also called Kalki, will be hitting the earth around 91. So what happened while all of us was just a few people,
right,
but the majority of us are dead? You see what I'm saying? What happened?
Yes.
Well, let me go into a story of a guy, that one of the guys that brought me into consciousness.
Okay.
And we believe now that this guy, he came to... You all right? How much time we got?
Oh, we are doing wonderful. We have an hour and 32 minutes to go in the form. Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to do this 32 minutes, and then we're going to, you know, we'll probably do a question and answer, but let me just go with this.
Yes.
The guy that brought me into consciousness, because the spirit world said they had to work around the clock to get me out of the shoe industry, to get me out of the art and stuff like that. And the guy that ultimately brought me into consciousness is a brother by the name of Maddox Moore.
Mm.
Now, when Maddox Moore was bringing me into consciousness, I saw Maddox Moore 20 years later, and he was in Chicago working on Barack Obama's campaign.
Mm.
Now, Maddox Moore is a guy that came to college, and for some reason he would never graduate. So he got to Clark Atlanta. It was called Clark College at that time. He got to Clark College at that time somewhere in the early 1970s. By the time I met him in 86, he was still in college. He would work. He'd go to school. He'd get other majors. He'd either go get his master's at Atlanta University, the neighboring school, but he would always stay on campus. And what Maddox, we found out, was he was an angel. He was an angel there to help students at a certain date and sometime to help students gain their consciousness. I know this for a fact now.
Yeah.
All these years, the Maddox Moore was an angelic being that came there. And also, anyway, Maddox Moore used to travel around the world with Jesse Jackson back in the day. So now, he said Jesse told him something. Because I say, Maddox, you know, you ain't got no fro like the fro from the 70s, but you keep a little bit of hair on your head. And this was like 1988.
Right.
He said, well, I need to tell you this story. Well, Jesse Jackson said that the number one thing that the United States government did in the 1970s was one thing. They said, we have got to get rid of that afro. They said, we got to get rid of that afro. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what they and also, they first introduced the Jerry Curl.
Yes.
But that didn't work because the damn Jerry Curl start working for niggas. A nigga could get a Jerry Curl, a woman could be bald headed and get the damn Jerry Curl, and that old goddamn, that old drip shit, that activator make her hair grow down the damn street.
Yes.
You remember how people get that activator, put that activator on, and the motherfucker hair just grow like crazy. So that shit didn't work. Just made it look ridiculous. But it didn't work. Because that activator, they didn't plan on that shit. That shit lubricated the nigga head, and people who ain't never had no hair, shit was growing like crazy. Might have fucked up some damn, some collars and some couches and some pillowcases, but your shit grew. So what happened was, But at that particular time, and we must ask this particular question, who invented this relaxer, this no-lie relaxer?
Yes.
Did we invent it, or did the white man invent it, or the government? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We need to ask that. Because now we, because I'm going to read something to you that was never put on any products in this country, but the spirit will bring it to us in another country. There's some stuff called Surya, S-U-R-A, henna, Brazil, S-U-R-A-Y-A, excuse me, S-U-R-A-Y-A, henna, then it says Brazil. So it's from Brazil. We never saw this in this country.
No.
Because what it's going to say on the back of this box is going to reveal how they shut down the fucking pineal glands. And this is what it says. This is what it says. This henna does not damage melanin follicles. Remember now, Samson was what? The shrimp was in his hair.
Was in the hair, yes.
Was in the hair. DNA, our hair, spirals like DNA.
Yes, it does.
Also, they say that the universe spirals like our hair, or like Dr. Yard used to call the nine ether.
Yes.
Okay? Now,
yes.
The shrimp was in his hair. He cut the hair off, and what happened?
You cut
he
the shrimp.
He went blind.
Yes, yes.
Which meant they stopped the third eye.
Right, right.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yes.
You see, now, we must ask this particular question, because if Jesse Jackson said that the number one shit when he was dealing with them crackers, the number one shit, when I say that, I ain't talking about all you white folks. I'm talking about them damn government motherfuckers who been on our ass since day one. You see what I'm saying now? We're not letting them off the hook. The point I'm trying to make here is, he said the number one thing they had to do was to, get rid of them afros. You see what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, somewhere in the early 90s, because before that, to get a bad perm, a perm would eat your fucking head out in the 70s.
It sure would.
We had a girl used to go to college with us. We call her eat out head. And shit. Eat your shit out. You know, eat out head want to go with me. I'm so like, you got a bit of a reputation here. And I ain't got enough goddamn wigs. And the wig just wasn't taking off right at that time. This was the early 80s. But anyway, where did this thing come from? Somewhere in the early 80s, we started getting this bouncing and behaving, this no-lie relaxer.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this about almost maybe a decade before the 90s. By the time the 90s caught on, it was home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had done weaned out all of the Jerry Curl people because that didn't work because the activator was hooking niggas up.
Yes.
And shit. Some motherfuckers said, I don't need no Jerry Curl. I just go and buy some damn activator. So this no-lie relaxer started hitting, and it became the predominant thing for African-Americans mostly.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s. Now, if they say this thing damages hair follicles, that means also that hair has something to do, because if the DNA, if the hair looks like the DNA, that means that the hair has to affect, it also has to, whatever that relaxer shit was, has to affect the DNA also.
Right.
And remember I tell the story about the guy, the chemist that came to Spelman College and said that they was doing autopsies on black women.
Yeah.
And they cut open their head and they had this green shit on their damn scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what the fuck it was, and they was trying to ask, and he was too embarrassed, so he didn't tell them. It was that fucking no-lie relaxer. Now, for you out there that got that in your head, you don't need to worry. Why? You want to know why you don't need to worry? Because obviously you were so strong, you came back to the planet, and you became conscious anyway, because we got a certain amount of people that were sent back, you see what I'm saying, with their shit intact to come conscious anyway. But we talking about the masses of the people. You see, that's what this stuff was talking about.
Right.
You see. And that's what,
right.
And that was how they was able to cut off the DNA in the head. Now, we do know about the DNA now. It can be repaired itself, because all you got to do is just wait a couple of months, and that nappy shit will just bust right back through the scalp. It's indestructible.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You ain't never heard nobody say, I had nappy-ass head, then I got a perm, and then the perm grew out, and my head stayed bouncing and behaving. That's bullshit. You see?
Right.
Your shit nappy, now let it fall out, now let you bald head, that shit going to be nappy, you see? So when you see that means that it's so strong, it's indestructible, it repairs itself, but it can retard consciousness if you wear it all the time, which is the majority of the people. You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
You see? But here's this thing right on the back of the box. You see, just like the other thing we talk about, this foot patch, and it was in my last lecture I did in January, and they say the foot patch is designed to stop the growth of melanin in your feet.
Mm.
You see, and we know that's why it was important that the gods dance, the dancing Shiva. You see what I'm saying? The dancing Kali, the dancing Ganesha.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The gods dance because when you dance, you unleash the patches of melanin in your feet. That is the reason why you see Lakshmi, Mary Magdalene in this particular case, massaging the feet of Jesus to unleash that melanin. So that the foot patch was there to stop the production of the growth of melanin in the feet, that this stuff that people started wearing. But nevertheless, this is what stopped the pineal glands. Now, this is interesting here because what we're going to do, like I said, but we have something here to enhance that. So you're going to, like I said, you're going to get your stimulus package. Also, I would implore you to get that purple disc, which comes in the stimulus package, but you could also buy it separate. I would implore you to get that purple disc, before Sirius Rising. And all, you see what I'm saying? Because that tachyon energy, and when they start doing stuff to bombard that, you see, and dissipate it with the different activities and stuff like that. And we don't know what. See, the reason why they might not do the concerts like they used to do is because they got new technology. You see, they got frequencies that they cut on during the dog days of the rising of Sirius. So that's why you do need the purple disc energy. You need the picture packet because there's things up in there. And there's things up in there that is out of this world, that those pictures have energy to them, and they can also help you. It's almost like you put them up, and you actually produce a temple of those gods in your house, in your house and stuff like that. So the picture packet is important. Also, now we have the new package, which we're going to deal with is a mirror. It's a magical mirror. It's a black hole.
Yeah.
And you stare into it, and it trains the third eye. The spirit gave me this. I think they gave me this last year. And it trains the third eye. Now the third eye is looking into this particular black space. So naturally, you can train it through meditation. Meditation is always good, but this staring into this magical mirror.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? It can train the third eye until either several things are going to happen. The third eye also, a lot of times, it gives you transmission as thoughts.
Yes, it does.
And after the thoughts, it might be voices, but it's going to be mostly thoughts. And then, after a while, you would be able to see images within that magical mirror. That's called scrying.
Yes.
That's called scrying. It's just like seeing images in a crystal ball. Well, this is what this magical mirror does. So we have the third eye magical mirror package that comes with a cosmic wound CD of the cosmos. So we talk about cosmic melanin.
Yeah.
And it also comes with the Ganesha CD for prosperity. Now, Shiva kills people with his third eye. Ganesha is also, in some mythology, the son of Shiva. You see. But Ganesha is important to melanin, because Ganesha has an elephant head, and an elephant never forgets, which is talking about memory.
Right.
And
yeah.
Which is talking about memory. And memory is, that's what melanin is. It's the it's a cosmic memory. It's called, that what is called Siddhakosh, which is the Akashic Records. So
yeah.
In the Akashic Records, in the Akashic Records, that's what the, if an elephant never forgets and Ganesha has an elephant head, that's also representative of melanin. But also, Ganesha is the remover of obstacles. So if there's anything that is blocking your pineal or retarding you a spiritual elevation, the Ganesha CD will also help, you see, move things along as you stare into the magic mirror. But also, the magic mirror comes with the third eye invocation, which you can invoke the third eye, and your daily practices is to look into the mirror until your third eye develops. Or
yeah.
Until you actually see this shit like a crystal ball. Now, like
right.
I said, you can, you see, so we got that also at 678-358-1055.
Right,
six, yeah. 678-358-1055. Okay, let's see a few other things that we want to give out and stuff. A few other things, then we'll go to a question and answer. But
okay.
Inquire for the, it's called the Eye of Heru Magical Mirror Package. The Eye of Heru Magical Mirror Package. That's, you know, you want to inquire to get that thing. And I'm telling you, man, it is powerful. It is powerful. Okay, so give out a few foods for melanin right now, and then we'll go to a question and answer.
Okay,
melanin foods. Melanin foods is something called lechin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, a tongue twister.
Lecithin.
Another
excellent.
Melanin food is wheat germ.
Yes.
Another melanin food is barley. Now, barley, as you know, is what's in beer, and that's why the Egyptians invented beer. Well, come to find out, one of the sisters, Ella, said that they had done some work, and they found out that the closest beer, commercial beer that we drink that's closest to ancient Egypt is Coors. Coors.
Mm-hmm.
No Coors Light, Coors.
Coors.
So, yeah, so barley or beer, preferably Coors. Other melanin food is vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin E. Another melanin food is alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
You get the alfalfa sprouts. Another melanin food is chamomile. Chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
And another melanin food, which is key, is water, water, water.
Yes.
Water is to melanin as stink is to shit. Now, other melanin food, cherries, blueberries.
Yes.
Grapes.
Yes.
But grape, if you're going to do the grape juice, get the Kadeem, because they put the high fructose corn syrup in the Welch's and stuff. If you want to get one with no, you get the Kadeem. That's the Jewish one.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it at Walmart and other places.
Yeah.
That's the grape juice. The other one is, let's see what the other one is. Hold on 1 minute. Cherries, blueberries, grape juice without the out the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The Kadeem, like I said, tart cherry juice.
Okay.
Tart cherry juice. Now they got a new guy, doctor that Oprah brought out. What's this guy's name?
Doctor. Doctor. I'm trying to think of
not
his
Dr.
name.
Not Dr. Phil. It's another guy.
It's another guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, he did a whole show on tart cherry juice.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one is black beans, if you can eat them.
Yeah.
I no longer possess that option to eat no damn black beans. That means that things that, you know, that used to, the enzymes used to be in the body. Now, don't break them shits down.
Dr. Oz. Yeah, Dr.
Oz. Black beans turn, any kind of beans turn into a fartatorium with me and shit, so, you know, and all, you know, so that kind of gas don't, you know, so it's interesting here. Another one, and I talked about this in New York yesterday, the other day. Another one is also, I'll leave that for the New York Lexus for you to get when I reveal that one. But like I said, those are some melanin foods also. Also, anything dealing with the moon. Moon and melanin goes together.
Okay.
You see, anything dealing with the moon.
Yeah.
Anything you're going to do around the cycles of the moon. Really, when you're messing with the cycles of the moon and you get into all kind of moon phases and moon magic, that's melanin.
Yes.
That's always melanin. Anything dealing with the phases of the moon or any kind of moon magic, you see what I'm saying? That's also melanin.
Yeah.
You see. There's a book I call Moon Spells. You can get. I was trying to look for the author's name, but it's called Moon Spells, and all. Yeah, and that's and anything dealing with the moon is the key. We're gonna do is like I said, but whenever you want to get this new stuff, and remember now, the economy is getting worse, so sometime to
reactivate. No. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about to offset that.
Right.
To offset that, you know, you need an angelic stimulus check, too. An angelic stimulus package and stuff. You see, we're dealing with the prosperity here. But, like I said, in this new package, we do include the Ganesha CD. So, like I said, you can get that at 678-358-1055. Now, this is an ordering line. We have to tell the people because people, look.
Yes.
Do you think you can call Michael Jackson house up and get a damn audience with him? You see what I'm saying? Now, come on now. Goddamn. I'm known people all over the damn world.
Yeah.
So this is an ordering line. So don't call up trying to damn speak to me and thinking you're going to get through. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I am not Les Brown. You see the motivator.
Right.
You see
what
I'm saying? I ain't no T.D. Jakes. You see what I'm saying?
You see,
so that ain't what this thing is. How I reveal my information, if you want knowledge, buy some of these 400 DVDs I got. Because remember, now, there's still only snippets on YouTube.
Yeah.
Most of those DVDs are a minimum of 6 hours. If you get some stuff from the damn from the 90s, they were 7 and 8 hours. You see, but they are a minimum of 6 hours. Sometimes they will throw us out the building and you might get 5, but you're not going to get that on YouTube all the time. So take advantage of, because whatever order, we always send back a DVD list also of all my past stuff. You know, like I said, this June the 27th will be my 19th year of my first lecture, the Dogon Lecture in Atlanta. I've been speaking for 19 years. I've been studying for over 20-something, but it'd be 19th anniversary. And that 19 is also a powerful number. It's also the number of the Sphinx, the number of Sekhmet, and also it's a number of the Kundalini and stuff. So, so my 19th year of doing my lecture will be on the 27th of this month, and you see, and it's right in with what is called my 50th year because I turned 50 on November 28th. And stuff, so it's all good. You see, which is called the 50 Gates of Understanding. So I'm really happy to see what's gonna come off that kind of stuff.
You see what
I'm saying? If I'm already not showing up on radar, hell, I might be flying by your house and shit. You know.
That's what's up, Brother Bobby. All right, everyone. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that everyone has that information. I'm going to give it out again. Contact information for Brother Bobby: 678-358-1055 is the number to call. We're going to open up the phone lines if you have a question for Brother Bobby. 678 I'm sorry, that's not the number for calling. The phone line is 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. It sounds a little, it's a lot of people out there. A lot of people out there. A lot of people out there. Okay. And yes, I did get that message. So 646-652-2711. We're going to go to the phone lines at this
before
time.
We pick that up, I want to say one other thing, too. Listening to music in the dark.
Oh, yes.
Will,
love it.
With headphones, if you want, you know what I'm saying, if you don't want to blow nobody out. But listening to music in the dark also strengthens the third eye and what we should call the third eye dimension. You see, so yeah, that's one too.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. I love doing that. Do it every night.
Yeah.
So here
right.
we go, Brother Bobby. We're going to go to the phone line to get some questions in and see what everybody has to say. When I come to you guys, please be ready. Press 1 when you're on the phone line. If you're an international listener calling in and you're on Skype, I'm going to search the board and try to get you in as well. Woo, lots of folks on the phone line. So we're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Lou. Hi, Bobby. My goodness, this is Shalanda from Georgetown, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Greetings. Greetings.
Ain't that Michelle home base?
Yes, it
Michelle
is.
Michelle Obama,
yes,
people from down that way.
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
roots. I'm from Mullins, and a lot of root people in Georgetown. Them old Geechies and stuff, yeah.
Wow, I'm just really listening, and I'm just enjoying it. I'm the first-time caller, so I have no questions. If I did, I don't forget them.
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, then. Well, we're just representing in the house.
That's
yes,
it.
You know,
yeah. Thank you. Love you all.
Yeah.
All right, love you too. Peace. Peace.
Yeah, a lot of the people from South Carolina came from the Congo.
Yes.
So it would be good for her to dabble in some of that Paulo Monombe. Or the Apollo, the Congo magic.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because a lot of people who came through there came from the Congo also. Angola and a couple of other places, too. Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep going. Yes, we're going to keep going. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347? Okay, I guess they're listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 770. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, how you doing?
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. Yeah, this is Brother Jerome.
Oh, greetings, Brother Jerome from New Orleans. Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I had to come through and pass that energy, man. I got a quick question for Brother Bobby, and I just wanted to say thank you again on air, you know, because that was my niece, and Miss Blue created that energy. She put it out there. She transformed it, and she helped her get it back. So I wanted to go out publicly and thank her for that once again, you know. And a quick question for you, Brother Bobby. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to get all offline so they can come through. But brothers and I in New Orleans, man, we've been on you for like about 5 or 6 months right now, you know, and you've been confirming a lot of things that we know, and you've been feeding us and teaching us a whole lot of things, man. We're wondering when you're going to come down here. We got a budget set aside for you, man. Just let us know when we need to book the plane ticket so you can come down here, man, to speak, because we need that energy. We need to rise
up
right here.
Did you get in touch with me already about that?
Yeah, one of my brothers did.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, well, we're gonna reply. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, we're gonna reply with that and see what.
Okay.
The deal
well,
is.
Yeah. Well, because that's primary on our list of things right now. Before we can move anywhere, we need you here. We need to get in that. And my question is, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get off the line, but I heard you speak, and it's not the first time I heard you speak about connecting to the feminine side, you know, because you say we all have a feminine counterpart. My question is, how do we identify it? You know, what do we do? What's the steps to identify the feminine part? Because, you know, as men, you know, we all know.
Well, it's be honest with you. What your feminine energy is can already be done with you with a series of Shakti power, which means yeah. it's already happening. When it, see, the kundalini energy in you
is
a feminine force.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, it's going to happen automatically. The more you raise the kundalini, the more you raise your feminine side.
Yes.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's
okay.
gonna that's gonna happen. You see what I'm saying? The more you raise the kundalini, you raise the feminine side. We can say one of the key things that retard men is the shutdown heart chakra.
Yes.
Okay.
Shutdown heart chakra. Now a lot of times this doesn't necessarily mean romance. It could just mean being truthful. Heart chakra has to do with truth.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a lot of times we will suppress things based on being masculine.
Okay.
So you have to. So one of the keys to the feminine energy is to enliven the heart chakra. And there's a book out called Enlivening the Chakra of the Heart. Don't
gotcha.
Know the author. Enlivening
okay.
the Chakra of the Heart and stuff
gotcha.
Like that. Heart chakra meditation and stuff, which means. Don't be what they call in the Bible lukewarm. If you're going to be in something, be in it.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Don't have one foot in the physical world and one foot in the business in the spirit world. And you like this spiritual stuff, but you still want to do the same old bullshit you've been doing when you was dead. You
okay.
see what I'm saying? Well, if you're going to do it, it's like one of the brothers called and stuff, and they was concerned that, they was... Their mom and them still wanted them to go to church. But I'm like, if you know church is an element of lies
right.
and stuff, and you know that your nurturing is grown from that, that's for dead people. That might have been fine when you was dead, but you done got additional information, and you go, why the fuck you stepping back in the damn church? So you might go,
right.
well, I can do this and still be in the spirit. No, the spirit, your soul knows.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
being truth is about, you
yeah.
see. That's what being truth is about and stuff. You see, you can't live in both worlds. You can't serve two masters. So that's the balancing of the heart chakra, and that already is a road to. The more you balance that, the more kundalini energy you get to the right places,
right.
and stuff like that. So,
That's good enough for me, Bobby. I appreciate it. Like I said, we're anticipating your arrival, man. We're not going.
Yeah, but don't go and kiss no man. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
But, don't go up slobbing on somebody's nose.
Yeah, I understand
like
that clearly.
That.
I got
we're not talking dookie
that.
Love now.
No,
we're not
no,
talking about
not,
no motherfucking
that's,
Hershey
that's,
Highway.
That's not my makeup. That's not
that's
my makeup.
Thing,
at
I mean,
all.
No, if you do that, that's cool. But don't do that.
That's not
if,
my makeup.
If you do that, that's
I'm
your
not,
business.
I'm
but
not,
don't
no,
do
I'm
that
not.
Thinking that has something to do with the feminine thing I'm talking about. We're talking about something that is innate in you and your soul, your twin soul, and ain't got nothing to do with no physical.
Right.
I'm not looking for no excuse to go do no ill shit like that. But you confirmed it for me, man. Thank you, Brother Bobby.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Blue, thank you. I'll keep in touch with y'all. All right.
Peace, love.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone lines if you have a question for Brother Bobby so we can get to your call. We're going to keep going. It looks like everybody's on the line. You guys got to press 1. I see some of you pressing it twice. That takes it off. So you need to press 1 if you have a question. We're going to go back to the call. Go to the caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 347. They must have their phone on mute. We'll go to the next caller calling in on area code. It looks like 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Demetrius from Birmingham.
Greetings, Demetrius.
Yeah. What's up, Demetrius?
Hey, what's up, Bobby? How's it going?
Yeah, what's happening?
All right. I've got a quick question. And how are you, Ms. Blue? I have a quick question. What exercises can one do, and what meditations can one do to strengthen their third eye?
Well, like I said, anytime you close your eyes and go into the dark, you are in the third eye territory zone. You see what I'm saying? And so that's just basically meditation itself does that. You see, anytime you go into the dark, what I'm suggesting is to get that mirror, to get that mirror because when this entity came, Hecate came back through one of her drawings, and she got a black dot over her head. So, and it's a form of the mirror. So I would suggest for you to contact and get that magical mirror, and then staring it with that cosmic CD, and see what happens and stuff. So that's one. But any type of meditative practice would do that. Would also do that.
You see?
And they got tons of that type of stuff. This right here is a jump start with this magic mirror. You know, because we've always had different tools to do certain things. So this mirror is not like it's just been invented. It's been around since ancient Kemet, and it survived throughout the occult world for years. They brought several of them up into Spain with the Moors and stuff like that, and all. So they got Pascal Beverly Randolph, which is one of our the first black founder of the occult world to white people. He's known as one of the early members of the occult world, you see, back in the days of Abraham Lincoln and stuff. But anyway, he dealt with magic mirrors. So I would suggest get that magic mirror. You get a chance also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, our last CD I got from you, it came the same day that tornado hit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
man.
And it missed me by 20 minutes.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
I was
he's from
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're not in the media. It hit a black area called Pratt City, and the media is not covering that. They're focusing on Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Mm. Well, just like they didn't cover the whole thing with Katrina, and different things like that. We already know that. Yeah. How they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Yeah, just next step is to get that magic mirror.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Peace and blessings to you. We're going to continue on. We're live here with Brother Bobby Hemet, and for those of you who are just joining us, we have well over, I don't even know how many people here, so I won't say well over. 646-652-2711 is another call to speak to Brother Bobby. Press 1 when you're on phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings. This is Sister Aminat Maya Saket,
known as
Lady Rose.
Greetings to you.
Hello, Brother Bobby.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just love your lectures. I have all your lectures on tape. And you're so
That's
powerful.
That's impossible. I got 400 of them.
I got three.
You got a lot of them.
Something amazing that happened to me. I've opened my third eye since last year. And I'm into tarot cards right now. And I've been seeing tarot cards in my dreams. I saw the High Priestess and the Empress.
Right.
And so ever since I got into tarot cards, I'm also into Necronomicon. And I use, what's the one powerful spirit, Shazu.
Give me the Necronomicon deck?
Yes, spellbook.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and what's happening?
Well, since I did the ritual, stuff's becoming so clear right now. I was sitting here in the dark, and I saw in my third eye that I saw the High Priestess. And she was leading me out of the grave site. Next to her was Baron Samedi. And so ever since I realize that I'm getting more powerful. It's so wonderful.
Okay, well, that's up then. Yes. You had a question for Brother Bobby?
No, I just want to share with him, that's all.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's testimony. And that is a good one. I'm glad you said that, because that is another way to deal with the third eye, is also tarot card, especially the major arcana, the major arcana and stuff. Tarot cards, the High Priestess, the Moon, Death, the Emperor, Empress, those particular cards also, because the tarot card was brought up into Europe by the Moors, It came out of ancient Egypt, but it was also not just to divine, to read people's fortunes or whatever. You can use some things, but it was also a window of the soul, and you can you can go in, and the more you learn about that and stuff, you actually open up certain aspects of that.
Of yourself,
And all, you know.
All right.
So that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to continue on, you guys, for questions for Brother Bobby, 646-652-2711. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 208. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica. Yeah. How are you doing tonight, Miss Blue?
Greetings, Griffin. You had a question for Brother Bobby?
Two quick questions. Is this magic mirror a black mirror?
Yeah, but this one is different. This one has Egyptian motifs on it. What they had me to do was to go back and somehow put back the motifs of Ayahayru. It has Ayahayru on it. It has it has the two goddesses venerating the Ayahayru. So it has Aset and Neptes venerating that. And at the bottom it has the one section called the Gods of P and Depth, which is also one section of Anubis's showing the black power fist. You might have seen that in some of my DVDs, and one set of Horus's. So the motifs on it is what makes it very powerful. You can get black mirrors. You can get black plates. They sell them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they sell those all the time. What makes this one is because it's put back some of the motifs. It's just like the tarot card. A lot of the tarot card, when it was brought up into Europe, into Europe by the Moors, over the years, a lot of the stuff got lost in the tarot card. It was when Crowley came and Awas channeled to him, and over the years, the angel Awas, which was a form of Horus, put back certain motifs in the tarot cards. That's why his deck is probably one of the most famous decks that's used by most occultists. Is Crowley's Book of Thoth deck. The book was antiquated, his book, but they have now, Lon Milo Duquette's book, Understanding Crowley's Thoth Tarot, is a much better book. But his tarot card, Crowley's tarot card done, which was put out his last year of his life, Frieda Harris, the actual artist that did the tarot cards, they put back certain motifs in that tarot deck, Crowley's book, Thoth Tarot. Now, it's the same thing happened with this magic mirror when they gave it to me. They put back several motifs of the Eye of Heru and different things, so they aligned it for me. That would be much more beneficial. That's why when the brother stood in front of it at the lecture last week, he could feel the energy hitting his damn kundalini in his back and stuff. So that's what this is. It's certain things that were put back, because we know that the magic mirror, all that stuff came out of Kemet.
Yes.
In the ancient world. So what would it be like? What would one be, and stuff like that, and all. So, in so many words, it would be on a papyrus, or it would be carved in the wall, and the hieroglyphics in the wall. It could have been a black hole in the wall, but the hieroglyphics that surrounds it gives it the energy. And so that's what has happened with this this black mirror here. It's very powerful. Yeah.
Okay. The next quick question. I'm trying to get some information on Hecate, because I understand it's a frog-headed goddess, but on the internet I'm seeing other stuff.
Hecate is a frog-headed goddess out of Egypt. Some compare her to Hecate, the Hecate deity. Hecate is a composite figure.
So I'm seeing things from Greece for Hecate.
Yeah. Well, see, Hecate originally comes from Phoenicia and Samaria. We got it in the Chaldean oracles, which is Samaria. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter, because whatever you're seeing in Greece is nothing but the Phoenician thing or the Sumerian aspect. So it's still true in its rightful form. Hecate would be also a form of the goddess Serket in Egypt. That is a goddess that has a scorpion head.
Yes.
He has a scorpion on her head. That's Serket. Well, Hecate is also the goddess of Scorpio. But to read on her and stuff, there's going to be limited to get out of Egypt. To read the material, You see what I'm saying? You're going to have to go, it was preserved in the Greek material, but it's still accurate. You see what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I just needed some imagery, that's why, because since week I've been getting something for frogs.
Okay,
so I wanted to know.
In that case, if you get a three-headed deity, you get a three-headed deity, if you look up online, and you get one of the most powerful ones is a deity with a lion's head, a cow's head, and a goat's head in the form of a woman with two dogs on each side. Or you can get the goddess Serket, which is an Egyptian goddess, with the Egyptian goddess with the scorpion on her head. She's actually one of the ones that is in that tomb of Tutankhamun that we use to raise those girls up. Also,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
There is a form of her as the frog-headed deity too. You see what I'm saying? As the frog-headed deity too. Hecate. You see?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling in. All right, Keith Griffin. All right, we're going to continue here with Brother Bobby in the forum. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 208. You're live in the remix. 208. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 412.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
From Pennsylvania.
Oh. Okay, greetings to you. You had a question for Brother Bobby?
No, I just wanted to say hey, and you gave me a Akashic greeting like a couple days ago, maybe a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to say thanks.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetie, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to continue on, you guys. The phone lines are open. I'm getting a little bit of feedback, but I think it's on my end here. Hopefully you guys can hear me. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 402. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Greetings.
This is I.
Greetings, Brother I. How are you? Can you hear me okay, Brother I?
I can hear you, but it's over static. I hear the static.
Uh-oh. I'm not sure what that is, but I think you can hear Brother Bobby okay. You have a question for Brother Bobby?
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about when you were going through the airport and you said that you were in another dimension? Because something happened to me a few weeks ago, and I just couldn't put it together. I was blaming it on maybe the radiation from Japan or something. But for like 4 days, it felt like I was stuck in Saturday, and I was, like, literally arguing with people about appointments that I had. And on Thursday, I was living in Saturday. What was going on with that?
A lot of that, you be in a dimension in your, inside of your own head. And what I mean by that is people miss time and different stuff. As a matter of fact, what I did, I just didn't show up on the radar. So I knew I was in another dimension, and on that particular level. But what happened here is a lot of times it's interesting. Around July 23rd, a lot of people miss a lot of time when Sirius rises. They'll literally get caught up in another dimension. Robert Anton Wilson talks about that stuff in July 23rd, and a lot of people around the world was experiencing the same thing. Now, it don't necessarily have to be July 23rd. I'm just illustrating that great day, in which was documented in his book Cosmic Trigger by Robert Anton Wilson, that people around the world was having these experiences on July 23rd. And basically what that is, it's actually another day. And a lot of time they're missing time, they're stuck in things. And so each person goes in through dimension in their own essence.
Yes. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And that's just one of your experiences you had in a dimension that you was in. And it just has something to do with sometimes these things bump into each other, and if you keen to it and stuff, you get caught up into it. Especially people that's conscious. Now, like the brother that turned me on to consciousness, the brother Maddox Moore told me that the day that he went through a whole series, maybe It was my 3, 4, 5 days. He went through a whole type of series. It was on the July 23rd. And might I add, the July 23rd was the day that Vanessa Williams resigned, the first black Miss America, that they actually ritualistically had her to win, knowing that the Gucciani pitches, penthouse was already there. So they put her up to tear her down. But the day that she resigned Miss America, I think it was resigned Miss America, was July the 23rd, the rising of Sirius. So in so many words, this probably had just had something to do with everybody goes through all type of quickening phases, and you just happen to go through one of those type of phases. Yeah. And it probably just means, you know, you opening up, and this is just some of the feedback of that.
Yes.
And expect more of spiritual experiences, you see, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Peace. We're going to continue on going to the next caller. It looks like coming in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Carla from Cleveland. How are you, Miss Blue?
I'm doing well, Carla. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Mr. Bobby Hemmett?
How you doing? All right?
I'm still alive.
Well, I hear you.
I wanted to know, is it true? I've seen it on the internet, but I didn't know if it was true or not. Can somebody actually travel through time? That's one. And number two, is it possible to actually physically go to another dimension? Are those two things true?
No, most of it physically, some of these people is disappearing. Probably this is what's starting to happen. So
yeah.
If it wasn't before, it will probably be possible from now on.
Yeah.
Is the way things are going. But mainly how you time travel, you get out of the Hollywood shit, is I time travel when I drank three gallons of water a day from Sunday to Wednesday in 1995. And so I time travel back to 1978. I went back in time to when my brother was graduating and was getting ready to go off to college. He was a year older than me, and it was a big event because he was the first of that generation to go off, because it was my mother's generation to go off to school, so they made a big deal out of it. You see, with me, when I went off to school, they gave me a fucking fan and some fucking Fruit of the Looms, and I didn't see them motherfuckers for 4 years, you see. That was it. They gave me a can of Raid for the dormitory, some damn Fruit of the Looms, and a fan because it was hot. It was August, and that was all she wrote. You see what I'm saying and all. But my brother, they made a big deal out of it because he was the first to go. So I had a whole lot of cousins to come home that came down for the event. We all drove up to South Carolina State College and stuff, you see. So it was a big event because he was the first to actually go. So it's such a big event until when I traveled back, I just knew I was in time, because it's one thing to remember something, it's another thing to smell your house.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You know, and when I grew up, my house had a unique smell. It was not a stink smell or nothing like that, but maybe the wood paneling we had or whatever gave off this particular smell. So I was smelling smells and I was hearing distinct voices. I was there. So I know you can do it within your body.
Oh, yes.
You see what I'm saying? I know you can do it within your body. Now, as far as that happening, as far as people disappearing, we just was announcing that at the first of the show. This might be a possibility that we might have to get used to people ascending. So that's what's going to happen. And all, yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
You can
well, I'm
do,
not going to hold you.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it through you know, some meditations. Like I said, I did it through water.
Mm-hmm.
I did it through water. But also, you know, you can do it through sex.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, a lot of people go through that in sex. You think you stroking for damn 2 or 3 hours and only been like 15 minutes. Nobody ever seen that shit happen before? Oh, you think you rolling. And you look up at the damn clock, and you're like, nigga, you ain't doing shit. It only been 10 minutes. You think you've been in there for hours. That's because that's another dimension. So
yes.
We do know that sex can do that type of thing. You can do that. And so it could be hours and stuff, you know. Yeah, on that particular aspect, yeah.
Yes.
You know. So.
Yes, it is possible. It is possible. Thank you for calling
yeah.
in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Right. And like I was saying, there's certain stuff a woman emits called collars. And when mm-hmm. you get that flow, them juices is flowing. If you get enough of that in you around your penis, and then you don't ejaculate. See, men, they get all this goodness, but then what happened was is they never experienced the spiritual side because they be done ejaculated it out.
Mm.
So if you get that essence and you don't come, I have done it and was been in my own motherfucking house and didn't know where the hell I was. I didn't know where I was. You see
right.
what I'm saying and stuff. But then again, when you ejaculate, you she takes the essence.
Right.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? You see, yeah. So it's that's all other kind of ways to do stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right, we're going to continue. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 321. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, greetings. May I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Yes, this is Brother James calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you.
Greetings, Brother Bobby. Greetings, Ms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brother Bobby, I got a question for you about... breatharianism, how do you feel about that? Is it possible? Because
yeah, it's possible. It's possible. They got women. They got children. They had a woman in India. Her child was raised she's a breatharian.
Mm-hmm.
Her child was raised one and didn't even have a central nervous system. Was born without a central nervous system. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You can do that. You know, and stuff like that. You see, yes, you can do that. You know, it's just another one of our disciplines we had, you know, and, you know, on that particular, you know. Now, would I do it? not in God's hell.
right.
You see what I'm saying? And give up this goddamn, this rum, or this scotch. Oh, that fucking ice cream cake.
Right.
That birthday cake ice cream. Hell no. You go right ahead and be miserable. This earth is too fucked up to deny yourself.
Yes.
So that's just me. Now, if you want to do that and all, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to get there no more spiritually than I am. You're just going to be hungry as a motherfucker. But they do have people that do that. And maybe that might be something good if you find yourself out there. You see what I'm saying? You find yourself out there with nothing to eat and stuff like that. You see, or something like that and all. But, you know, I don't even put myself in them kind of situations. You see what I'm saying? You see, so I'm not going outside of civilization. You see what I'm saying? You know, like I said, you can sell my ticket to Africa. You can sell my shit. You can sell my shit. I've had several incarnations on the continent. I don't think I want to revisit that motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, if everything calls for it, that'll be a good trip. But nevertheless, you see, I'm a modern person, you know. So, but but I've heard of it. So, now, I got a brother that's close to it. He eats a little bit of shit, but we don't know what. But he's close to it. And he close to it and stuff like that. But I decided not to be miserable. I was a vegetarian for a minute, and you know, the most fucked up thing I did, I was walking downtown New York City, summer of 1994, on a fucking fast. How fucking ridiculous. New York City with all that goddamn good-ass food on a damn fast. But I had to go through it, you know, I had to do the vegetarian thing and all that kind of stuff here, you know, and I don't eat beef and I don't eat pork and, you know, and all of that type of thing, you see, but you go right ahead then, you know, if you want to do it. This fucked up air they got here, Shit, nigga, you might have toxins that'll blow you up like a goddamn blimp. Shit.
Yeah, man, I was just wondering about that. I got another question about, like, lately there's been a lot of, you know, on the mainstream news, they have, like, a lot of UFO sightings, like, big, like...
Yeah, most of, like I said, most of that stuff is, most of, anything physical UFO, physical UFOs don't exist. That's government.
Yeah.
That's government. Now, there's spirits out here. There's spirits out here that's the UFOs and stuff, and you can see those, you see. But they've always, you know, they've always had a combination of both. Both the shit from the government and the spiritual ones that the government had to build the physical ones. Because if you saw the spiritual ones, you know, you would believe in them. You see what I'm saying? And so they had to camouflage it out, but yeah. But as far as what most of that they seeing and stuff, that's still government and stuff. Because E.T. ain't calling home right now.
Sure.
See, like I said.
Okay.
You know, a nigga come up and say, I'm from another planet, and I come to save you. I say, look, you're going to have to take this ass whipping right now, because we've been down here too fucking long for you to be an absentee like that. So,
right,
you know,
right.
So there's a whole thing on that UFO phenomenon. And a lot of the stuff they talk about is our own genetics.
Yes.
Is what this thing is about. And stuff.
Okay.
And what we develop into. Yeah. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a distraction too. When you see all this mass UFO sighting and stuff like that, most of that's the government. They built round airplanes from 1947.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And that's what they've been flying out there fooling the people for years.
Yeah.
And stuff and all. But you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thanks for all the info and all the last, brother.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 404. You're live in the remail, please. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Otep, from Blue Hotep, Brother Bobby. I just had a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, what do you think happens when you ascend during pregnancy, and do you think that your unborn child experience the ascension as well?
You did that?
Did you hear me? No,
yeah.
I was asking, what do you think happens to does your unborn child experience the ascension as while it's happening?
As far as your DNA or what have you and stuff, it's probably, you know, it just go along for the ride. I mean, you never know what a baby can see in the womb or experience in the womb. You see what I'm saying and all, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that particular level. So I can't imagine. You don't put nothing past any experiences that they have and even might grow up and say, well, you know, I had this experience.
Right.
Because you know that a lot of times they pick the parents.
Yeah.
And they even pick the name for the parents to give them and stuff like that.
Ooh,
right.
That's exciting.
There's a book that you may want to get. It's called Nurturing the Unborn Child. And I did a talk on it, too.
I heard it. I remember that. I recall that.
Yes. A lot of experiences where this mother would watch MASH every single night before she went to bed and she was pregnant. Once the child was born, what happened is any time that song came on, the child would stop whatever they were doing and focus on that sound. And they also did experiments where the baby understood the mother's voice. So they would take different mother's recording and let the baby hear the mother's voice. So they can understand. They can even understand.
Yeah,
sorry.
Down
mm-hmm.
south, they used to have a thing called marking the child, which means if they had, let me give you an example. One white boy we used to play with, he had monster hands. And he would always show us his monster hand. It was all wrinkled all up. And we wasn't no more than 12 or 13 when he was showing us this stuff. He lived up the street. And he said when his mama was pregnant, they went to a monster movie, and they showed these hands on the screen. And she jolted, you know, with fright. And when the baby was born, it had monster hands. So they talk about that marking the child.
Yeah.
Another incident is I don't know if it was a family member, but it was a woman up the street. My mom and them told me about it, that this guy had came to visit, knocked on the door, and he had been in the war, and half of his hair was burnt off, was burnt all the way around like a ring going around both sides of his head, and was just meat. And then there was hair at the bottom and at the top. And when she saw it, she jumped. The woman that opened the door was pregnant. And when the baby was born, although it didn't stay that way, the baby's hair had that ring around it and stuff. But although, because the follicles wasn't damaged from that, the baby did grow hair, but when it was first born, it was just like that guy. So, yeah, they can have experiences like that.
Yes.
They can have experiences like that. Now, I know for a fact, because I saw a white boy named Wayne Gaynor. That nigga had monster hands and stuff.
Yes. And you know what? Babies can also communicate to you. I know both of my children talked to me while they were in my womb. So they have a way to communicate. They're coming from the source. So it's a lot of power there. I'll tell you that personally,
yeah.
My experience too as a mother.
Yeah.
So they can communicate, and sometimes their power is a little stronger than our own. Yes.
Are you picking up a girl or a boy?
You know, I know you emailed me, and I'm going to tell you this instantly. I definitely a boy.
Okay.
Yeah. But
whatever you do. Do not talk to the baby in baby language.
Don't do that.
Once you do that, you make them dumb for life. You go talk to a baby, talk to them in correct English.
Yes.
Or in your correct voice. But don't be like, da-da, Google, da-da-da-da-da. They get confused with that. And we got a lot of people, and I got problems. Our black people got problems with pronunciation of words and languages because of that shit.
That's true.
To make a baby smart, never talk to that baby in that dumbass retarded voice.
Yes.
That we talk to babies in.
That's so true.
And all, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
All right. You too.
Okay.
So true. Never do that.
Yeah.
And talk to your baby while it's in the womb. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you guys have questions. We still have 27 minutes left to go in the form. I know you guys are PMing me to ask questions, but I want you to call in if you can get on the phone lines, or press 1 if you're on the phone line and you have a question for Brother Bobby. Brother Bobby, I do want you to speak about some things that we talked about it a little earlier. I see some hands going up now, but I want you to kind of talk about when it comes to us really, really focusing on these times that we're in and some of the things we can begin to look forward to as we approach sort of the summer solstice and some things to do. I know really getting into opening up the third eye is going to be one of the most significant things on our own path and our journey. But talk about some of the other goddesses that may be influencing this particular time that we're in.
Oh, well, any of the summer deities like Sekhmet, any of the summer deities, oh, man, it's a broad question, but I can say another aspect of it is let me see right here. I was trying to see if there was something, if it was something that was very important at this particular time. Like I said again, because things are going to be coming, and this is going to be one that's coming. You're going to be thinking, I'm seeing this happening. I've been seeing it. It's been happening all day since I've been back from New York, and with Linda, I'll be thinking something, and she'll comment on it. She'll be thinking something, and I'll comment on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they're thinking. They didn't say it, but so I think one of the close things right now is to be looking towards the frequency
okay.
of things like that on how you connect with certain people, how you connect with people, and also how you need to disconnect with a lot of people.
Yes,
with a lot of people and stuff. How you need to disconnect with a lot of people also.
Yes, that synchronicity, like you said, checking that.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
So that, yeah, that would be, that would be one. You see, I would suggest get that Goddess Book of Days.
Yes, it's for
every day there's a goddess on there.
Yes.
And then if somehow you can get a hold of that, like I said, the book has been out of print for years, but you can go on the internet and find cheap copies. Diane Stein.
Yeah.
And each day that you feel something or whatever, the day that you finally look in the book and find out what day, the day this act of goddess is within the day that you're living in, then go on the internet and search out those deities and find out more of their characteristics, and it can give you more characteristics about what day you're having. And that's
right.
A good one.
Yeah. All right. We're going to continue. We're going to go to the caller, it looks like, calling in from a private number. You're live in the remix. Please turn your computer speakers down, private number. I'm going to try you one more time. Yeah, they don't want to say nothing. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix.
Peace, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, peace. Greetings.
Yeah.
Who's on the line, please?
My name is Mo. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay, greetings.
Mm-hmm.
Question for Brother Bobby.
Yeah, how you doing? As far as these guys and goddesses, I know a lot of them is like allegory, like when you read the scriptures, none of them really exist. When we read them,
No. There's a difference between, now, don't take the latter and try to understand the former.
Right.
That scripture shit is separated from this thousands of years. Those gods and goddesses are formulas. They're energies. They're formulas. And they also can be a part of your biological makeup. So this is, we're talking science here. You see, don't make the mistake of thinking some bullshit about some old religion Bible stuff. Remember now, when these religions, the Judeo-Christian Islamic paradigm came on the earth, half of human history was over. So when you're talking shit prior to that, when we talk about these deities, they're talking about sciences, they're talking about spirits, they're talking about energies, they're talking about formulas. And they break down in all types of things, from the most minute metal to the most aspect of a whirlwind, which are those tornadoes you see out there. So we're talking a science here, and also components within your own physical body. So don't get it twisted with the allegory stuff. We dealt with advanced science. You see what I'm saying? Other than some allegory bullshit you got in the Bible and stuff. Don't never try to look for the latter to explain the former.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that when we first got back into ancient Egypt in the late 80s. And what you call it? We said, okay, well, Horus is Jesus, Set is the devil, and so like that. But yet when you see the pharaoh standing between, each pharaoh is standing between Horus and Set. So that means that Set has to be a certain type of energy. You see what I'm saying? And venerated and stuff. So we're talking about advanced science here on what this thing, and this thing covers every element in the universe. You see what I'm saying? And also, that's what that is talking about when we talk about those gods and goddesses. And in order for you to understand, it just like you got to go study physics and chemistry and stuff, you got to study just that much on the goddesses to let you understand, and the gods, and let you know that this is a real discipline. You see what I'm saying? Not some fairy tale that your parents tell you. You see what I'm saying? You know, and you know, they separated science from these things, and that was a conspiracy. You see what I'm saying? The people who rule the earth right now, and the people who taught us things, they separated science from spirituality. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a much more advanced field than that. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
I appreciate it.
All
yeah.
right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for calling in. All right. We're going to continue here live in the remix with Brother Bobby Hemmett. For you guys, if you're interested in getting any of the picture package, getting the mirror, getting the Eye of Heru mirror, to get that mirror.
The magic mirror,
The magic mirror, the angelic stimulus package, the purple disc, any of the DVDs that you have never seen on subjects that you may have some questions on. 678-358-1055 is the number to reach Brother Bobby. Leave a message, leave your detail information, what you want, what you think you want, and so that you can reach him. We're going to continue on. We have about 20 minutes left here to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 347. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Peace. Who's on the line?
Hey, that's what's up. This is the Red Galactic Serpent. I'm calling from Brooklyn. Peace, Brother Bobby Hemmett. Peace,
yeah,
Blue.
Okay.
How y'all doing? All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really have a question tonight. I just wanted to call in and share, you know what I mean, a little some stuff. I wasn't even going to call in, but Brother Bobby Hammond is just saying a lot of stuff that's just, I'm just feeling, you know what I mean, just because I'm going through it, you feel me? And
right.
I mean, the first thing that I really want to say is that for the people in the chat room, the listeners and whatnot, if you've been listening to this show, you know what I mean, for...
And I don't mean to cut you off. We got 19 minutes. Here's what I would love for you to do. It looks like you're right on your path and you're doing what you need to do. And I think everybody can feel that. But I do want to try to get to the other callers who have questions for Brother Bobby. And we will be doing a chat and chill maybe sometime. And that'll be the perfect time to come on so you can share that as too. Okay?
All right. No problem.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Detroit.
Okay, greetings, Donna. You have a question for Brother Bobby?
Greetings, yes. My health. Will I need this next operation, or is there some way I can get around it?
What kind of operation?
It's a gallstone.
A gallstone?
Yeah.
Well, there's all types of alternative means that you don't have to do, you know, and maybe Sister Blue can help you with that.
Yeah, I can. If I'm going to take a few moments, I would say definitely email me, because right now it has gotten to the point where it has manifested itself. So I'm not totally against Western medicine. Right now you're kind of in a red zone case with it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I feel your energy. It's very low. So here's what I'm going to do, because I keep these things sacred. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, and we talk about it. If you want me to just tell you the answer, I can tell you right now for you. But I would prefer to do that, you know, in your own privacy, kind of explain some things to you. Because right now you are in a red zone area. You do need to make some decisions on it. So email me and we can talk about it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
See
you.
And see, what this is doing is showing the people that each person, if they get into the stuff, they become their own masters like you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it's just not all put off on waiting for Bobby Hemmett or these other people to come and stuff. No, we got, you know, everybody can bring something. And so my point here is this is testimony of you. You see what I'm saying? I'm getting into what you're getting into and actually internalizing it to the point that you can help people.
Yes,
that's all right, you see.
It is beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you for that. And that's the point. Everything here is to help empower you so you guys can begin to be, like you said, your own masters. We're going to go to the next caller, 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Dar. Malik El. I'm in Albuquerque.
Okay, greetings.
Greetings. So I got a couple of questions. The first one, Bobby, is around the idea that there's four-legged animals, and there's tons of different kinds of four-legged animals. A squirrel ain't a mouse, and a mouse ain't a rat, and a rat ain't a dog, and a dog ain't a horse. What would cause people to assume that everything on two legs was the same species because they walk and seem to speak the same language?
Yeah, well, that's been a discussion for years. I've beat that horse for years. and different things like that. I beat that horse for years, and after studying it for years, we come to find out now that everything white ain't white.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? There's bloodlines on that. So yeah, that's a whole nother discussion. You know, like I said, and I've done extensive work in that particular aspect for years, and there's all types of access to that, but but like I said, that's been a part of some of the things I have researched, like I said, in the former years and stuff like that, so. You know, it's interesting. You know.
Yeah, it's interesting. So
yes.
And so that leads to the second half of the question, which is basically, there are people who, you know, when they listen to shows that are tailored to a certain format, and maybe people who listen in who assume that they are one or the other of these, you know, characteristics, races, they assume things about themselves that may not be true. Looking at it across the board, it would seem that there's nobody of any particular color or so-called racial group is necessarily left out of what would be called ascension. So,
no, it's not. No, everything, all material goes back to another aspect. I don't even care if you was made after creation. Whatever it is, gonna go back to the original source.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? To the original source. This whole thing is a one-shot deal for everything on it. You see what I'm saying? For everything on it. Hell, you might be popping a cold one with Adolf Hitler you get where you're going. you see what I'm saying? Because there's different roles down here and different things meant for different things to happen certain ways. You see what I'm saying? So it's not going to be like that religion thing. You know, my group is going and nobody else's.
Else is going, right.
Everybody, it's a one-shot deal.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Even in the Gnostic text where they was talking about this is one of the ones that was taken out of the Bible. Jesus was on the mountain and they had all these people of the church ascending and all these people ascending and had a little boy with him. He said, now, come on now, I know some of the people down there that ain't ascending. Them good people. I just can't believe that they're not going to. And Jesus say, shut up, they going to.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Now, what do they mean by that? If you take this from energies, they're talking about ascension based on whatever alchemical component or consciousness you are at that particular time. But ultimately, everything gets to go. Everything gets to graduate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Peace and love to y'all.
Okay.
Peace and love to you, too. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, you know, and the reason I was saying about the first question is, I spoke on the white man for 10 years or more.
Right.
And I remember C. Freeman L. used to say, he who makes you mad and he that you most concerned about is your master.
Right.
So it meant it was time to leave that alone. Okay, first we needed to know what ailed us. We needed to know what situation we're in. We needed to know Afrocentric thought, Eurocentric thought, how the rulers of the society and how white supremacy shapes our lives. But my point here is it's not supposed to become a theology. Whereas we go through this stuff over and over and over again, over and over and over again. Meanwhile, black people behavior is becoming the worst in the galaxy. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So obviously it is meant, this whole shit got to be damn overhauled. You see, you got to disband this whole planet. So, you know what I'm saying and all, you know, and stuff, you see. And we got black people walking around with so much messed up energy. You see what I'm saying? And, and so much low self-esteem and so much messed up mentality to when they look, they just like on the same, probably worse than the mutants that the people are talking about. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Because as you think it, so are you. And believe me, white folks, white folks, one thing about them, they're exposed more than us to things than us and stuff. And you can get a greater conversation out of them quickly than you can a brother. I was on the plane, and white folks was this. I had on my Egyptian jewelry, and white folks were just ooh, I love it. Ooh, I love it. Then they had a black flight attendant, didn't know her ass from holding the ground. She looked at me, is that a bug on you? Because I had the scarab on. Is that a bug? You see what I'm saying? So down here, it's about who's awake
and
who's asleep. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's on that level. Give me some more questions.
All right, here we go, you guys. And everybody has their hand up now. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 856. We're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're coming from. 856. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hi to you, Miss Blue. This is AXK from Columbus, Ohio. How you doing?
All right. Greetings.
And greetings to you, Bobby. I have some questions for you. The first one is, I want to know how important is group ritual or partner ritual?
I would back off from group ritual right now.
Yeah.
People are so messed up now. Into when sure you open up a ritual thing, you might get them people energy on you. I would back off from eating around a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And I would back off from, you know, you don't need no more than the person that you do a ritual with, y'all got to be in sync. But I damn sure would not do no ritual with Buster Brown from a down the fucking street. You don't know
right
what level these people are. And you that's mess around and stuff, you see what I'm saying? You mess around and your nose start growing when you lie.
Right.
You see some stuff like that. Or your big toe might swell up.
That's
or some
right
shit that might happen. Or you might, you know, end up without an asshole and have to have a pipe shoved in your side. You just don't, because you don't know how fucked up people are.
That's
so I
true
would not fuck with no mass group rituals on none of these crazy people around here, you see.
Yeah.
And don't think because they're all black, they're all good. No, that's your death. Shit. These niggas here and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
I would say make sure if you did one, make sure it's no more than two or more people, and make sure you all are in sync. But, you know, you don't open your plane up to none of these
that's
assholes
right
out here. You
that's
see, so
right.
And don't be invited to these people tell them we're going to do a group ritual and different stuff like that. Now, you don't know what's going on out here. People are messed up.
They sure aren't. And everybody, like I said, is at a different level. So it's not even, you
right
don't.
This is about raising up self now.
Yes.
You see what
yes
I'm saying? That's what it is. So I wouldn't even do nothing to save the damn planet. The planet got enough sense to save its damn self.
Yes, it does. Yes,
ask
it does.
Ask them fucking tornadoes the other day. Did they have enough fucking sense to show you who's in charge? So, you know, so all this kind of thing here and all of that. No, I wouldn't even deal with it on that level.
Right.
Yeah, you had another question?
Yes, we have some more. We're going to go to one more caller. We have about 7 minutes left to go in the form. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Almost Tim, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay, greetings to you. You had a question for Brother Bobby?
Yeah, I do. Hey, how you doing, Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
My question is, when I find out what the truth and who you really are and who I really am, and is it cheating to use that power to change the world into the way that you want it to be?
Now you ain't gonna be able to change the world the way you want it to be.
Yeah.
It's not cheating, it's a waste of time. You gotta change you.
Yes.
In the way you want to be and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
'Cause this ain't nothing but a damn illusion. Which means if this is an illusion, then the only thing you can do is change your perception of the illusion.
That's it.
You see? Like that. But no, we are the world shit, you know.
Yeah,
you know, we ain't feeding
awful
no big stomach babies in Africa or no shit like that. You know, motherfucker, I saw a damn big stomach baby picture in 1972, and in 1990 they were still showing the same big stomach baby with the flies around the head.
Wow.
Looping that shit. Disco style. So the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, it's about changing your own perception, and you can do that now. You can do that now. One way to do it is to give up on self. And what I mean by, I'm not talking about run out in the street and lay down in the street. What I mean by the person that you like about yourself that you think is so important, your little idiosyncrasies, it don't even exist. You know, man, I was, man, 25, 26 years ago, man, I was a bad motherfucker, man. I had my shit together. I had my shit together. I was a bad mother. I don't even know that asshole now. See what I'm saying? That's how much another dimension, and I was the shit back then.
Wow.
I was the shit back then. I had a goddamn suit for every motherfucking day.
I mean,
shit, my shit was bad, man. I had volumes of clothes. I had a goddamn trash bag full of numbers because I took an old man advice. He said, talk to a He said, talk to a thousand, you bound to get one. And I took him up on that. I talked to a thousand, and I had a bag full of numbers, didn't know who their mothers were. And stuff. I'm just saying, my shit was on the chain 26, 27 years ago, and I don't even know who that motherfucker is now. That's how much I have evolved from that old perception of who I thought I was.
Who you thought.
You see.
Yes.
You see, so, yeah. So get rid of that nigga.
A whole lot of self.
Yes.
You get rid of that nigga, then it's going. I tell people out here that don't like themselves. Simple.
Yeah.
If you get rid of that motherfucker,
right.
You don't worry about no liking no more. Say, look, that no longer exists. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Shit, you know. That person no longer exists. You can say, fuck it, I'm a refrigerator now, just not so that motherfucker don't exist.
Right.
You know? I'm a toilet. Whatever it takes, goddammit, to get this nigga off me, that motherfucking asshole. Or whatever the deal here is, just transform yourself on that particular level. Yeah, on that particular level. You
all
see?
Right. Okay. I don't feel so bad now then. All right. All right.
Oh, you ain't going to be able to change. You talking about as far as changing this world?
Oh, you can't. No.
Shit, you better get you a couple of grenades and throw up in this bitch.
The way I'm saying it, I mean, the way you have explained it to me and everybody else that have listened to y'all speak, by changing myself, I changed the world at the same time. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you change your perception of the of the world.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You know, that's what you change your perception of the world, not the world itself. You see what I'm saying? It's not like you change overnight and I'm sitting in the bed and because you change, I just start beating my meat or some kind of shit. You know, this nigga done changed some shit. I'm in here choking my goddamn chicken or Jackson 5 Live, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Jackson Live. None of that shit. You can't change the world on that level. You see?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You can only change your perception and stuff.
That's it.
Your perception. You see. Of that.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You too.
All right. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum. We can go to overtime if you want to, Brother Bobby. We're going to lose the people who are listening in chat. I want to tell you guys, Brother Bobby Hemmett, reach out to him. Get this information. Get that mirror. Get that picture packet. Summertime is coming. You definitely want to get the purple disc. 678-358-1055 is the number to reach Brother Bobby. And definitely download this show. Yes, yes.
Okay, well, what you want to do? I mean, it's all good.
All right,
we're
going to keep going. So if you guys call in, if you're not on the phone line, we're going to lose you. So I say peace and love to you. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Brother Panic will be in the house. See you guys there. We're going to keep it going. Don't forget to download. Peace and love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. We're going to keep going. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I think you're still on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, going to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 931. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Michael. I'm calling in from Tennessee. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I got a question for you, Bobby. I had an experience,
yeah.
And I'm trying to get your take on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, to make it short, I was on the back porch, and I pretty much, I guess you could call it, let an entity in. And what happened was I looked up at the sky, and, you know, it's nighttime. I see a spark of light. And when I seen that spark of light, I started to shake. I shook for about, probably 30 seconds. I'm sitting there shaking, and I see a cloud come around me, a white cloud come around me. And I seen a bar, a white bar that was as big as a house. And it was a gray bar on top of it, and this bar downloaded. Well, after it got through downloading, I look back up a little bit while I'm shaking, and I see where that spark of light was at, I see a shooting star shoot off from that exact same spot. And after that, my brain feel like it's moving, and, you know, I feel real, real stimulated, and, you know, I was just trying to get the take on what that was.
It would have been an inner experience if you thought it was an outer experience.
Okay.
I would say the first thing you need to do is, if you think it's an entity, is to take the spiritual bath.
Yeah.
At first, you know, that's a, what is it, three caps of bleach, three caps of ammonia.
Okay.
Three caps, you heard of that one, right? Three caps of lemon juice, and then, and I think, what, three caps of apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then a half a cup of sea salt in a bathtub full of water, and get up in there and take that bath. And then get up and put your whole head under the water, and then get up and shower off. And so that'll pretty much take care of the entity thing. But if you still had an activity before that, after that, then it might have been a spiritual experience that you thought was an abduction or an invasion and stuff. It might be your own stuff that's happening, because the conscious people are going to go through some things. A lot of times they're going to be thinking it's outwardly, but it will be inwardly. So you need to find out about that part. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's part of your own acceleration. It's like Blue just said, she asked what's going to be going on. Well, you just expect a mass acceleration in the spirit stuff. So stuff that would have taken somebody 20 years ago 20 years to do, it's going to take you 20 years later 20 seconds to do, because we're into a mass acceleration.
Okay.
And time is, you know, and that's what, that's time, it's going to be rapid stuff that's happening, you see. And look for stuff like that.
All right.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
That'll work. Thank you.
Okay. Peace to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? You clicked me on earlier. I had another question. Is it all right?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Nation of Gods and Earths and Clarence 13X calling himself God?
Well, they were on to something, because ultimately that's what we are. John chapter 10, verse 34-36. Ye are gods. You see what I'm saying? You know, so that concept, it was an early concept, but at least now that we are finding that's what we are, it's not so alien for some people, because he did bring that to the table. You see what I'm saying? So some things can come early, because Elijah Muhammad said we were gods. So some things come early. So so what happens is when we are faced to deal with that now, we would have been introduced to it before. So he was right on the money with that type stuff, you see, on that particular thing, you know, on that level and stuff. Now, as far as the earth of gods and men, gods and earths and all that now, as far as some of the people, as far as the organization, you see what I'm saying and all, you know, that's a whole nother thing. You see, that's a whole nother thing. I don't think you're going to get no spiritual edification, you know, hanging around that ragtag group. You see what I'm saying? On that particular level, you're supposed to take those teachings and then take those teachings and go to the next level and stuff like that. But as far as being a doggone card-carrying member to any of them groups and shit, is going to retard your process. You see what I'm saying? On that particular level, you know.
Right.
So, you mean like
take
what you can learn from it and grow
take
to the next?
Take what you can learn from it and stuff, and the experiences and stuff like that. But as far as being in any of those groups and stuff like that is not the move now. You can't spiritually grow and turn into the God and nurture yourself into the God hanging around a bunch of goddamn dingbats and shit, you know. You know, and stuff, you know. Niggas is getting all kind of lessons and all kind of stuff wrong. You know, I heard a Moor one time say, we came over here on trains. How the fuck you going to have some trains across the damn Atlantic Ocean? You see,
wow.
So I'm just trying to just say, you know, that's the thing about groups and stuff. It's as bad as the weakest link. So, you know, but you learn from the history of it and the philosophy of it. But I wouldn't suggest staying around them niggas.
Okay.
You know,
did you happen to see the movie X-Men, the new X-Men movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is
that us?
Well, you know, any of the X-Men stuff is us. I did notice that they always gonna kill the brother, but that's the killing the old side.
Yes.
But they did have the little black girl as the fairy.
Right.
So this
they
was the
sure
first
did.
Time, you know, this black girl is introduced as a fairy. She had the fairy wings.
She's actually Lisa Bonet and what's his name?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, daughter. So she's a legacy thing. Okay.
Yes,
that's Lisa Bonet's daughter, Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's who that was. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So that's,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you for calling in, brother. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. She was the fairy in the Matrix, in the X-Men. And that was her power. That was part of her power, the fairy power. Yes.
Exactly.
Yep, and the brother who came to save her, of course, he had to die, you know.
Right, yeah.
We're going to go to the next caller, calling in, it looks like, from area code 347. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. Peace, Brother Bob. Yeah, I'm in this life calling out of VA. And I want to thank y'all. I learned so much from listening to y'all. And my question was about the Demiurge.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying a lot, and I've been going a lot. But all my life, I've seen, like it's just like this energy against me, like trying to hold me down. Like I always used to think like God hates me or something like that, you know. So I wanted to ask about that concept, kind of if you could kind of clear it up for me, if you could.
Well, as far as the spirit world goes, as far as this opposing forces, that's already ascended now. There's no more demiurge, no more none of that.
Mm-hmm.
They have all ascended now. Even the demons and stuff done turned into light. Everything up there, the only thing that's left is us. You see what I'm saying? The only thing left is us. And if you get anything now, as far as you creating it out of your own mind, as far as anything happening to you that's negative or whatever, you see? And all, because all that's gone now. That stuff is between the millennium. The millennium, 2001, when them buildings fell, and for the rest of the millennium, all those particular gods and all the stuff in heaven unrose up. They're all together now. It'll be the last frontier right here. So anything happening now with you, you creating it yourself because you might be in a pattern of being used to something all your life.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It might be a habit. So right now you have the power, but there ain't nothing standing over you, you know.
Right.
Trying to hold you down. They got too many important things, you see what I'm saying, to try to hold you down and stuff, you see what I'm saying?
Okay, so basically it's like my own ego, like
yeah, everything that's happening now you bring on yourself.
Mm.
And so that's how you got to change your thoughts. You know, you got to change your thoughts and stuff, you know, on that particular level.
Okay.
Right. So and get rid of your fears, because there ain't no groups out here, no group of gods or no demiurges or anybody out here.
Right.
There ain't no group god. Now that magic mirror pulls out. That's another thing. It pulls out negative energy. So whenever you get a chance, you know, you get that magic mirror, because you can redo stuff. And with the womb CD, you can redo your whole self, because you're going back into the womb. So, like I said, that new package, man, package, you see, and I only do shit when the spirit give it to me. You see what I'm saying? So I don't make up nothing and trying to make some new gimmick to get some money, and then halfway down the road the shit fizzle out.
No doubt.
So the spirit's brought this one. Yeah, so it's also, so that's one thing you might look into, because that also pulls negative energy out, or pulls negative perception.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 704. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. My name is Wiley from North Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Greetings to you.
How you doing? I just had one quick question for Brother Bobby.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, have you heard anything about GoTo Cola being a good thing to help decalcify the pineal gland?
go to Cola. I know it does a lot of stuff. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't worry about calcification because if you're conscious, your pineal gland is working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be conscious.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I wouldn't really worry about that and stuff. I mean, you know, that's one thing about it and stuff. You know, if you wasn't conscious and stuff, you know, that would be a concern or whatever type thing. But, you know, but got to realize now all this stuff is getting ready to happen. The sun itself is going to emit so many cosmic rays and raise melatonin level up. That's what these sunspots are.
Right. Yeah, they've already been saying that it's emitting some kind of strange particle.
Yeah, solar flares and stuff like that.
Yep.
Now, Linda got burnt on her face with a solar flare in the middle of fucking February in the cold.
Mm.
That's how powerful a solar flare. So she had a damn suntan in the middle of fucking February in the cold. But that sunspot, she might as well have been on damn Mars. Mm. Solar flare.
Yes.
Those solar
yes.
flares. And that's happening now, so that's going to be raising the people.
Okay.
You see, yeah, up too.
Okay, appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All
okay.
That's all I have for y'all.
All right. Well,
yeah.
peace. All right, Brother Bobby. I think we're going to go ahead and close out. I'm going to let you have the last words, kind of take us out of here. For everyone, it's been an amazing share. Thank you. It's always great to have you come on, share your information, your knowledge, your wisdom, and everything with us. So I'm going to turn it over to you to close us out.
Well, like I said, it's pineal awakening time, and it's happening. And a lot of the events, a lot of things that people have been calling in to comment on certain things happening to them is a part of the pineal awakening. So that's happening. So, and like I said, not trying to toot my own horn, but my point here is when the spirits give me something, you see, that means that's what time it is. And right now, that's what time it is. So, you know, obtain this magic mirror. With those Egyptian motifs on it, and all, you know. And like I said, if you get an idea that you want to laminate them, you can do that. You don't have to, but lamination is always good too, because you can get a shine on it, so it would literally be a mirror. But the way it is now, you don't have to do anything, but just because you're basically interested in staying into the black hole and focusing on your third eye. So that's how you do that. Like I said, so, you know, 678-358-1055, and it's been great, you know.
Yeah.
And I won't stay away too long, but
you know,
I had to go through my ordeal and stuff, and I damn near disappeared the last time. So, as the radar says, out at the airport, but, yeah.
That's it. Well, Brother Bobby, it's always amazing. Like I said, peace to you and your queen. I know we'll be in touch. You'll be coming back on the show. Everyone, make sure you download the show. It is definitely one. If you want to get in contact with Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055 is the number to call. We're going to listen to a little bit of Power and take us out of here this evening. Peace and love to you, Brother Bobby, and thank you so much for joining us. All right,
okay.
Peace.
We'll talk.
All right, peace.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly Rowland. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much. I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. I'm tripping off the power. Heal them, that's the world.
couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me, taking my inner child. I'm fighting for custody, but these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond encrusted piece, thinking no one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop chipping, I'm chipping off the powder. Sealed in, that's the world's hours. Translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need jokes, I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier, now I'm driving. What a bad
everyone. Peace and blessings. We're going to get ready to go out of here. Amazing share tonight with Brother Bobby Hemmett. Don't forget to call the Know Your Magic line, 641-715-3800, access code 10569. Sunday night, Brother Panic will be live in the house as well. To reach Brother Bobby Hemmett, and if you're interested in any of those things, I definitely encourage you to get the picture package, the angelic stimulus check, and any of those DVDs. He has hundreds of them. You can reach Brother Bobby for all of that information and much, much more. The mirror we talked about tonight, the Eye of Haru Magic Mirror, at 678-358-1011. Peace and love, everyone. This is Miss Blue signing off. Much love, warm spirit. Till next time, peace.